This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. FUBAR!
This is The Rock Show with Ed Gamble and Joel Dommett, Iron Maiden.
Can I play with madness?
FUBAR!
Beautiful.
Oh!
What a start, Ed
Gamble. Oh, that is like an orgasm in music.
Yes, it is.
Genuinely.
And if you did have an orgasm, it'd be like, ah!
Hell, God! I'm so sorry! Clean that mess up!
Usually it takes longer!
Oh, my God! What's your name? Iron Maiden... Can I Play With Madness? Genuine, just one of my favourite songs of all time and one of my favourite bands of all time, Joel. And I saw them last Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, man, that was so good.
Let's, before we jump into that, Ed.
All right, I've got so much stuff to say.
Let's intro in and say right, welcome to The Rock Show.
Welcome to The Rock Show with me, Ed Gamble.
And me, Joel Dommett.
I know if this is your first time listening, I know we don't sound very rock. Because I've just gone, hello, welcome to The Rock Show with me, Ed Gamble, and that's Joel Dommett. We don't look very rock either.
No, I'd say we look sort of like, you know, maybe like a sort of fledgling rock band.
A fledgling rock band.
You know?
Is that a new genre that you've invented?
Yeah.
Fledgling rock.
Just like new sort of open mic.
So we look like an open mic standard rock band.
Yeah, I think so.
Do it like covering Korn?
Yeah.
Covering Soulfly, but on an acoustic guitar and a triangle. That's us. That's what... If you're trying to imagine what we look like, that's very much what... We're like Soulfly with a triangle. They were playing last weekend as well. Had to miss them because I was going to Sonosphere. They were supporting Black Sabbath at Hyde Park.
Crikey, crikey.
A lot of stuff going on this week, mate.
We've got so much stuff.
We've got so much stuff to
catch up on.
We've got
so
new features.
Stuff. New features happening?
We're starting our very own Rock Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Is that all you've got to say about that?
Very excited about this, Ed. I put a lot of preparation into this. It's not very often I put preparation into a feature, Ed.
What we're going to be doing is we're starting our own Rock Hall of Fame. Me and Joel are going to be inducting musicians. Friends and family also allowed. And you get the opportunity to suggest your musicians or your friends and family to be inducted into our Rock Hall of Fame and reasons why. Joel's written a little speech for his this week for the inaugural, Rock Hall of Fame inductions. I've not, because I'm not a loser.
Oh, my God. This is the best. I mean...
But he was scribbling away in the pub down there, writing his
little
speech.
I'm so excited about this, Ed.
I'm glad to hear it, mate.
So if there's anybody you know who you want to nominate for our Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, bloody get in touch, guys, on the standard airwave ways.
Standard wave ways.
Yeah.
What he means by that is tweet us on @FUBARRadio, email us at rock@FUBARRadio.com. If that's still working.
Who knows? Better do Twitter.
It is. Or look out for when we're pre-recording, because this isn't pre-record. This is in the past. Unfortunately, one of us might be dead.
It's a shame.
You can call us, of course, on the telephone number, which we will put up on Twitter. This is so unprofessional.
It's got a 3 in it, really.
It's
early
got a 3
on.
In it, and it's got a 200 in it.
Yeah, real early on. It's a really memorable one.
The rest of it you can work out for yourself, I reckon. If we say that it's got a 3 and it's got a 200, then the rest of it's easy, isn't it?
So basically, Ed has been to a festival.
And you've
really
been
excited.
I've been on holiday. Well, I think let's talk about your holiday first.
I've been away to Spain, south of Spain.
Lovely Spain.
Do I look any more tanned?
You look more Spanish.
Yes.
You look like you've been asleep in the afternoon. That's what you look like, and you look like a straw donkey. So all of these things you look like now, Joel Dommett.
Thanks.
Whereabouts
mate.
In Spain did you go?
I went to. I don't really know. I went.
You don't know where
I
you went.
I don't really
okay.
know. I went to.
Welcome to the life of Joel Dommett.
I went to Gibraltar. I flew into Gibraltar.
Yeah.
And then crossed the border.
Yeah.
And then it was very exciting.
Legally? Did you have to roll yourself up in a little rug and be carried by a man?
Well, a lovely Spanish man. It's very accommodating. So I went across. What's the weird thing? Spanish people don't like Gibraltar.
Right.
Because it's like, why are you here?
Right.
So when you go over the... Like, everyone's really nice in Gibraltar.
Yeah.
And then you go over the border to Spain and everyone's just really horrible.
So this is the first link of the Rock Show this week. You're saying all Spanish people are horrible.
Not all Spanish people. I'm saying the people on the border... don't like me.
People coming over.
Yeah.
So did they look at you and think, oh, that he's here comes a Gibraltarese?
That's what they look, because that's what I looked like.
Because you look Gibraltarese.
Gibraltarese-an.
Yeah.
And so first of all, I'm going to say this, Ed, right?
Go on.
I hired a car, right, because where we went, I don't know where it was, but it was about an hour and a half from Gibraltar drive.
Shit.
Yeah, mate. Yeah. So I booked online about a week before, car hire. And they offered, very cheaply, a 4x4. And I was like, "Bleh, this is great.
Getting that,
I'm
going to
go and gotta go for a 4x4, mate. And so I went with that. And then I got to the place, went across the border. The man was very rude.
Right.
Very rude in the car hire place.
Uh-oh.
And so...
We know what you're like.
Well...
I'd imagine you laid down the law, didn't you?
Mate,
didn't smile and nod along and then apologised for something you hadn't done.
I went batshit on this guy.
Yeah.
And basically, he sort of said, oh, you're going to have to... I ordered a 4x4 and I was like, oh, have you got the 4x4? And he was like, no, we've run out of that one. We've got this one.
Right.
And kept on pointing at a van. I was like, I don't want a van. I'm on holiday. I don't want a van.
I'm not here to kidnap someone and assault them.
Exactly.
I'm here for a holiday from that.
If I was, I probably would have hired my car in a more anonymous way.
Yeah.
So I was like, no, I don't want a van. He's like, well, you know, we've got a van. I was like, I don't want a van. Anything. I was like, I'll have one of the smaller cars. I'll prefer that. He's like, well, you've paid for a 4x4. And I was like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
He's like, well, you could have a van. You're saving more money.
I'm getting annoyed now. This guy's pissing me off and I've not even met him.
I was trying to explain to them that I did not want a van.
So you would have preferred a smaller car and some of your money back, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Or... just stop talking and give me a smaller car and I'll pay for the 4x4.
Absolutely.
I don't want a van.
And then he started saying...
I'm in character. I'm Joel Dommett. Here we go.
You're doing really well. This is an example of the bat shit that I was doing. Right?
Can I just say, before you carry on, I think it's very unfair on the bat as an animal that its shit is a synonym for craziness. What is so... Look, any animal eats things and it shits. There's nothing weird about a bat doing that.
Yeah.
All right? It's always a bat... That guy's batshit crazy. What, is it green?
I mean,
is it made of light? What's crazy about a bat shit?
What I should say, Ed, is have you ever seen a bat shit?
No, I've not.
I rest my case.
I don't understand what that means.
Nor do I.
But I want to know. Have you seen a bat shit?
That's the thing that I'm doing more now. Just in the middle of... to say I rest my case.
Yeah.
To say it loads is really fun.
Yeah.
I rest my case.
Yeah. Stop thumping things.
I keep hitting things.
You now, when you rest your case, you're slamming your fist on the table.
I rest my case.
Right. Good. Spanish.
Straight
away, a Spanish clap from Joel there. You can tell he's been away. He's picked up the flamenco rhythms.
Oh, I've got another Spanish story, actually. I'll tell you about that later. But basically, right, so I tried to get... He's kept on offering me a van, and I went bat shit, right?
Yeah. Let's say dog shit. Let's stop being racist against bats.
Yeah, I went bat shit.
Right.
And
okay,
so
fine. Carry on with that. All right, I made an interesting point. We'll just ignore it. I rest my case.
Yes! I feel like we've started strong, Ed.
Yeah, we're nailing this,
mate. We're bloody nailing this today.
Come on, what happened? What happened at the car hire place?
So, and then he started talking about insurance, and I was like, well, I ordered insurance. I paid more online. I had an option of, like, to pay more. And I clicked it, and I paid more to get some sort of excess insurance thing.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, you've got to pay an excess insurance. I was like, I've already paid it.
Yeah.
He's like, no, you haven't. You've got to pay it. And then so I ended up paying it, of course, because I'm not actually going batshit crazy. I'm actually being like, okay, you seem really nice. And paid an inch. Basically, what I said to him was like, so he was like, oh, so if you crash, anything happens, you don't have to pay anything.
Right.
And I was like, okay. Right. And I was so angry with him. And I was like, I just paid it.
Yeah. So you backed down immediately.
I said to him, I was like, so if I just crash, nothing happens.
Yeah.
And he was like, yes, nothing. You don't have to pay anything if you have any sort of accidents.
Right.
I was like, okay, brilliant. I'm going to crash it.
And he did you say that to his face?
Yeah, I said, I'm going to crash it.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, do not do on purpose.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, you know, I could though if I wanted to. And he was like, well, yes, but you wouldn't have to. I was like, if I did, would I have to pay anything? He was like, no. I was like, I'm going to crash it.
And he's this, like, is this guy's fault. I completely agree with you in this scenario.
So I'm going to crash that car.
He's trying to push a van onto you.
Yeah. And he was like, are you sure you don't want the van? I'm like, no, I want the car. I'll pay the insurance. I'm going to crash it. And so we went on a holiday. And I mean, I enjoyed my holiday.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed the thought of crashing that car a lot.
Did you actually do it?
Right. So on the last day. Got to the last, I thought about the whole holiday.
Yeah, yeah. Right, you don't want to get giddy and do it on the first day, do you?
You don't want to damage the car, so you've actually got no transport.
Yeah.
There was just a post.
Right.
There was a post.
Lovely choice.
So I didn't want to crash it because I didn't want to put me or my family into any sort of, you know, harm's way.
Yeah.
So I just backed it into the post.
Did you do...
And then just gave it back to him.
Noticeable damage?
Yeah, it was. There was dents.
Yeah.
And it was dense.
What did he say when you dropped it off?
I didn't. Because you got the insurance, the excess, right?
They can't say anything.
They don't even check it.
You just leave it with
them. You just leave it.
Brilliant.
When you don't pay the excess, they check around the car, any dents and stuff.
Yeah.
With this, just bloody drop the keys off, mate. Fuck you guys.
That is pretty fucking rock and roll.
That's what you get.
I've just sneezed, everyone. Don't panic. Put a song on, Joel. I've sneezed.
Oh, God. Right, this is Beartooth. It's one of my favourite. Starting off with one of Ed's favourite bands, straight in with one of mine.
Beartooth.
FUBAR!
That was Beartooth.
And what was the track called, Joel?
The Lines.
The Line? Was it really called that?
I think it's called The Lines.
You've got it on a screen in front of you.
Yeah, but it goes once it's finished.
Right, well, that's a shame. Maybe you should have learned what it was.
It just disappears.
Well, that's Beartooth. They've released one album and they're one of your favourite bands already,
honestly,
are they?
Incredible band.
Look, I feel really depressed by this. But the other day, if you follow me on Twitter, at Ed Gamble Comedy, you will know that I tweeted some of my favourite releases of the year so far. I was very close to putting Beartooth in there, but I've not spent enough time with the album, and I found it genuinely depressing that I would have to put something that Joel Dommett recommended me, and it sounds like something you would recommend me, and I really
absolutely
like it,
it's
despite
so good.
All of that.
It's just so energetic.
Is that what you like, is it?
I just love it. I was just telling you.
So your favourite band would probably be the sound of a hamster's feet running around a cage.
That's exactly, you know what? I go batshit for that stuff.
You go hamster shit for that stuff. I do enjoy it. I mean, I should hate it. It sounds like the sort of thing I'd hate.
Really, though?
But I'm totally into it. And it does sound like, from what I've listened to of the album, a lot of the songs are of a similar quality and that they're all pretty big hitters.
They're all brilliant.
Joel, imagine you're a music journalist, right? So they say, Joel, you've got to review the new... Beartooth album on the radio.
Brilliant exclamation mark.
Is that so? That's all you've got, is it?
That's
brilliant.
It.
So energetic.
Brilliant exclamation mark. So energetic. 5 stars.
I'm into the melody of it as well.
Yeah, they're just good. You know, the equivalent.
You know what I want to do with you? I want to right click and click synonyms. I just want to get something more out of you than brilliant or good.
I don't know what synonyms. Have you got another word you could use?
Come on!
My God!
Joel is the first hour. Joel's always like this in the first hour. He's on it. He's sharp. He's as energetic as the Beartooth album. Hour two, it's going to be like typo negative up in here, a reference which Joel barely understands but is laughing at.
Third hour, Audrey. Yeah. Literally like Audrey.
I'd like to see Beartooth live. I'd imagine they're touring fairly
soon.
They
very much are. I've looked. They're on the Vans Warped Tour for a while.
In the States or coming over here?
Yeah, in the States.
Because the Warped Tour does come over here as well.
Really?
Mm.
I didn't notice any English dates.
I'd imagine they'll be added soon.
Yes.
And all right, I'll come with you.
Thanks, man.
All right.
Thanks, man.
Only if you come to some gigs with me.
I would love to.
November, we've got Mastodon are touring the new album.
Mastodon.
And I went to see them at Sonosphere on Sunday. This is why I've got a bit of a burnt face.
You do have a bit of peelage, Ed.
Yeah, because it was warmer than I was expecting, Joel.
Mm.
I did not put any cream on my face, and I stood near the front for Mastodon in the burning sun. And also, they just melted my face.
I just
they were
love
so
the
good.
Idea of lots of, like, it's sort of slightly red goths. Just like...
No goths at this festival, my friend, although Sisters of Mercy were playing. it was an amazing festival. I'd never been to... That is actually the first proper dedicated metal festival that I've been to, like a proper weekender, okay. apart from Temple's festival in Bristol, but it's sort of a different thing. Just the nicest fans, just the nicest, really? The nicest atmosphere. It was brilliant. I got there on the Friday. I was there with comedian Alfie Brown, who is a fan of that sort of thing.
Lovely man.
But I was sort of introducing him to some bands and that sort of thing, sort of, you know, taking him around, being his guide through some of the more obscure stuff. Less obscure, we went to see Limp Bizkit on the Friday. Mm. I did what I do on every festival I've ever visited, which is get absolutely shit-faced on the Friday. Far too drunk.
You took it to the Matthews Bridge.
When they said that, I was so drunk and so happy. I was just screaming with laughter, so excited. They are utterly the most ridiculous band of all time.
Unbelievable, aren't they?
They're a novelty act.
I love that Wes Borland still like properly takes it to the, you know, he's like
to the Matthews Bridge.
He takes it to the
Matthews
Bridge.
Oh yeah, he was fully blacked up, wearing like a crow mask.
Yeah, it's mental, isn't it? Did he do the whole like Hawaii thing?
No. I think it's too big a production to take to a festival. But Durst was just on such astonishingly ridiculous form. The man is a clown.
Yeah,
I think if you watch them as a novelty act, you're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I was speaking to someone later on in the weekend. They're going, I hate Limp Bizkit. It's like, you can't hate them. You can't hate Limp Bizkit. Chaz and Dave were playing on the Saturday.
Oh my god,
it's the same sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When they play, I was pissed. Like I say, when they play Break Stuff, I don't think I've ever been happier. Me and Alfie started a mosh pit. I've got an injury. I've got like a graze. quite an abrasion on my upper arm from Break Stuff.
Oh,
never
so
shouted
funny.
Louder. But they were brilliant in a sort of novelty sense. Right.
I can't believe I missed this.
Maiden. Oh my God, mate. That was like a religious experience. I'd not seen Maiden for 14 years, right?
Wow.
So I saw them when I was 14, and now I saw them when I was 28.
Maths.
Right, so excited. Bruce Dickinson's energy is absolutely insane. The man is in his 50s, he's just like a tiny little pocket rocket. He just runs around the city over 2 hours.
That's what I love about them. They just run.
They just
constantly.
Run. And they're so old.
Yeah.
They're such old dudes and they're just caning it around the stage.
Yeah.
The production is just amazing. Because it's the Maiden England tour.
Yeah.
And it's like a redo of their classic tour that they did in 1988. So it's no track from after 1988.
Oh my god!
So it's classic after classic after classic, with album covers as the backdrop changing every time they did a new track from a different album. And it was all like Arctic Wasteland was the sort of setup. It was just phenomenal. But how's this, right? So not content with putting together one of the best set lists I've ever seen live, it started at 6 o'clock before Deftones came on. There was they went Look to the Skies, and there was a reenactment of the Battle of Britain aerial dogfight. So replica planes all came and flew over, right? Flew overhead sonosphere. And there was a historian on the main stage going, and if you look at that plane, you'll see that this feature, like talking us through the dogfight and going, oh, someone strafing there, trying to get on their tail. And they had like false smoke things coming out the back of the planes, right? But then about 10 minutes in, fucking amazing. And the plane you'll be interested in is that fighter there. That's the one that Bruce is flying. Fucking Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden was flying one of the planes. Mate,
shit the bed.
He's a professional pilot. People know this. He's a trained pilot. He has flown sort of passenger jets before. But it was insane. And then after the gig, a few people saw a plane fly off. He flew into the gig, and then as soon as they came off stage, he fucked off in the plane again.
Oh my god.
It's one of the most awesome things I've ever seen.
That is incredible.
And Metallica were the next night. They didn't live up to it. I left early, mate. That's
really
bad, isn't it? But I've never been a huge Metallica guy.
So they were doing it by request.
Yeah,
that right.
Yeah, and but all that means is they're going to play sort of best of.
So does that mean that they're like going, "Oh, what do you want us to play next?" And then someone shouts something, and they do it.
No, that would be fucking amazing, though.
That's what I thought it was.
They did an online poll.
Ah.
But I mean, it was a good set list by like. But I find them a bit boring now and again. Just the whole, yeah, which they invented, but I think Nickelback are their fault. I really do. But they open with my two favourite Metallica tracks.
What are they?
Battery and, was it Battery then Master of Puppets?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, the sort of older thrash stuff. So I was into that, but I just found it a bit boring. And that's bad, isn't it? Plus, I was a little bit sad anyway, because Beast Milk, who I think we've played on this show.
Yes, we have, yeah.
They were supposed to be playing at 3 o'clock in the Jägermeister tent. And they tweeted earlier in the day saying, oh, we've missed our flight. Missed our flight, so we're going to be on at 8 o'clock now, right? And I was like, oh, shit, because Metallica are on at 8:15. Ain't nobody going to go watch Beast Milk. I stayed to watch Beast Milk. It was at me, probably, and about 20 other people.
Oh, no.
In a huge tent. And they're so good, Beast Milk. That first album is so amazing. And they performed so well, but you could tell their heart was just a little bit lower than it should have been.
Oh,
it was really sad. And the most annoying thing was they played their last song. We went out and Metallica started late. So Metallica didn't even go on until 8:30 or something.
I mean, that reminds me of Latitude 2011.
But this is it. I thought I should stay and support them because I've had gigs like that clear out a tent to go and watch a headliner. But it's just awkward. And then I felt like how my family must feel if they come and see me at a really bad gig. But they were great. They were fucking great. If you don't have that Beast Milk album, Climax, get it. It's so good. Every tune is brilliant.
Yeah.
They're my Beartooth.
Really?
They've released one album and all their songs are perfect.
Review? Amazing.
So great!
Exclamation mark.
I'll tell you more about Sonosphere throughout the show. I've got loads of stuff to tell you. Some of it's quite serious music-y, some of it's taking the piss, but we've got loads of stuff to come up.
Very excited, Ed.
You better be, my friend.
Very excited indeed.
And later on, we need a little update on your barber's situation.
I went back in.
Did you?
Went back in. Went back in yesterday.
Let's talk about it in a bit, mate.
Let's talk about it in a bit.
Let's have some rock. It's just gone 5 o'clock on a Thursday.
Well, that was lovely.
Right, what did I say, Joel? What did I say about playing the ident out of the song? We've got some new idents, apparently, so I wanted you to play one of the idents.
Well, I thought we'd play that one and we'd discuss
the new
idents.
But that's the one you play all the time! It's boring!
FUBAR, giving radio the finger.
Right, that's an old one as well. No, our specific ones that they've given us. That was TRC, 10,000 Hours, by the way.
It was lovely. I actually enjoyed that, Ed.
Yeah, a bit of Cockney hardcore, mate. That's what you want.
Cockney hardcore.
So let's hear these then, because these are like little trails that they've been playing for our show and stuff.
They've made them for us.
Yeah.
We're an institution now.
So
we're in.
That's how you take it. I don't know if they're any good or not. All I can say is the other day when we were doing the Peacock and Gamble show, we heard the trail that they'd made for our show and we couldn't believe how bad it was. We were gobsmacked.
So is that one of these, or did you complain about it and then they changed them?
No, I mean, it's not going to be one of these, mate, because this is our show. So these are ones for us.
Different show.
Right. I mean, normally you've got the first hour with Joel where he understands
what's
going on. I think
we're a typo negative.
And we're a typo negative already. Shit. 35 minutes in, Joel has lost his fucking mind. Yeah, and I'm going to swear as much as I like because it's uncensored radio. Potty mouth show.
I'm going to go batshit. Right, here we go. Right, so we got some lovely... We got four of them. Four choices, Ed.
Right, well, let's rate them as we go through. We can get a favourite. We never have to play these again, but let's hear them.
Right, I'm just really excited at the fact that they, you know...
You're excited, are you? That's odd for you. Brilliant, exclamation mark.
Yeah, really. 5 stars. Here we go. It's the first one. Thank you, David Morgan.
What's this you've put on, Joel?
Oh, wait.
Fucking useless prick? You useless piece of shit.
I was going to say, that sounds really downbeat.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Because it's not... You backwards hand moron.
Oh, God. I don't know. I just played Mission of Burma.
Yeah, that's something we're playing later. Right, let's hear one.
Come on, guys. Let's get out of typo negative.
Don't just say, come on, guys. It's you. You can't... Are you talking to your brain? Are you talking to the numbskulls?
I'm saying, come on, guys. I missed Hollyoaks for this. Okay. Right. Here we go. Yeah, here we go.
Let's go.
Four trails, Ed. Four trails.
Come on.
Back on form.
Come on.
Ed Gamble and Joel Dummett. They've got massive rock.
I don't understand
Is it a pun on cock?
But why they've got massive... Let's just say they've got massive rocks then.
Rocks, but then it's not. We haven't got big rocks.
No.
You know, we're not in some sort of demolition.
I hate that one. Next!
You know, would make sense if we were in the quarry business.
Yeah.
Right, so
but
there
you know
we go.
This is the rock show. Do you get the pun?
Oh, it's a rock show.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. For a second, I thought I was in Peacock and Gamble.
As every minute goes by, Joel loses another 10,000 brain cells. I don't know what's happening.
I often do think that, though, that I'm getting more stupid.
Yeah, so do I. About you, I'm not, but...
like really badly. So I've started doing Sudokus. Because I feel like that's...
Do you mean Sudokus?
Yeah,
they're not working. Next one.
Ed Gamble and Joel Dommett, rocking the shit out of FUBAR every Friday night from 7 to 10.
I quite like that.
So polite.
I quite like that because it is so polite.
I like
and
that
it's rocking,
really
rocking the shit out of FUBAR. I don't think I've ever rocked the shit out of anything.
The bat shit.
The bat shit. No. I've never rocked the shit. I've never done the shit out. I've never fucked the shit out of anything, thankfully. All right.
I mean, that's horrific, isn't
Every time I F anything, I say, make sure you go to the toilet beforehand. Oh, because I do not. At no point do I want to get so into this that I F a shit out of you. I don't.
I'll tell you what.
The other day I F'd the S out of that lady.
God, imagine how horrific that would be.
It'd be terrible.
Oh my God, I fucked the shit up.
And so calling it the shit suggests that it's a specific one that you're trying to get hold of.
I tried really hard to locate a specific one.
Yeah, my wife swallowed the key for my bike padlock the other day, so I'm going to have to fuck that shit out of her.
Oh, that's incredible.
And within that shit lies the key to my rally. Right, let's see the third one.
Third one, number three.
The Rock Show with Ed Gamble and Joel Dommett. It's not rocket science, it's rock science.
Less keen.
I would prefer it if he went, it's rock, it's science.
Yeah, see, this is why you're not in charge of these.
Yeah, I'm not in charge of those jingles.
No, especially not in the 45 minutes into a 3-hour show. let's hit the fourth and final one.
Fourth and final one.
The Rock Show with Ed Gamble and Joel Dommett. Banging their heads together to bring you an uncensored radio mosh fest.
Quite complicated, though.
I mean, there's a lot going on in that.
I'm first in all of these. Ed Gamble and Joel Dommett.
He went really posh in the middle of that.
Yeah.
Like posh than I've ever heard anyone.
Show with Ed Gamble and Joel Dommett.
Joel Dommett.
Heads together to bring you an uncensored radio mosh fest.
And then at the end, he thought, I'm too posh.
Yeah.
So he went, uncensored radio mosh fest.
Welcome to the rock show of Ed Gamble and Joel Dommett. Bringing you...
I actually don't mind those. Although, I have to say, I had a trail for our show on... We played it on Peacock and Gamble.
Oh, really?
Is it on the cart wall? Nah. No, I don't think it is, but we'll try and play it later. I want to gauge your reaction to it. Because it's basically a clip of our show that they think sums up...
Really?
...the show with, like, on FUBAR, Fridays, 7 till 10. Right, and we'll play it later, because it's really... It's astonishing. But we've got loads of stuff to get through, Joel. I'm going to be telling you more about Sonosphere.
Which one's your favourite first, Ed?
It is.
We need to address this one.
It's, rocking the shit out of FUBAR.
That is our thing now.
So out of the next song,
okay.
I want you to put. Although it seems like a trail because it gives the time of the show, and the show's on now. So what's the point in telling people the time of the show?
That is true.
On now.
I mean, does it? Let me play again.
Ed Gamble and Joel Dommett rocking the shit out of FUBAR every Friday night from 7 to 10.
I mean, that's what they do in radio, though. They say that what's happening.
Yeah,
they do that a lot.
In fact, I think that's good. I like that one. But if you feel like you can make a better jingle for the rock show,
yes,
get in contact.
This is so professional.
Get in contact. It's not professional asking for listener generated content. Get in contact. Make us something for free. Something rock, something metal, something. If you can growl, we want to growl on that.
Yeah. Okay. So if there's any listeners out there with technical experience, then bloody make one and send it in.
We've got loads of stuff coming up. I'm going to tell you my favourite releases of the year. We've got some of those to play. We're going to be playing Fake Out, Band Fake Out.
Yes.
Where we give you three band names and the other one of us has to work out which one of those band names is fake and which one of those is real.
We'll also be speaking to my mother in the third hour. Speaking to my mum. She's going to review a track. Very excited about this one, Ed.
Yeah, no, I think it should be a good one. She did a fantastic debut performance last time.
She did great.
What are we going to call that feature? Because I feel like it's a regular thing if your mum's on hand every week.
Putting a rock in my mum.
Right, Joel Dommett. Now, you panicked halfway through that sentence and realised what you're about to say. Putting a rock in your mum. Right? Why would you do that? That sounds like some sort of Flintstones porno.
It was a bad choice.
It was a bad choice.
It's one of those ones where I stopped. I started and I petered out.
You're gonna make her swallow a rock And then old Gamble's going to have to come in and fuck the shit out of it.
So we'll be speaking to my mum in the third hour. Very exciting. If anyone's got any suggestions for names for this feature, get in touch.
Yeah, and try and avoid anything like, I mean, anything sexual. I mean, Joel's just like putting a rock into my mum. So let's not have anything like that, like her own son just suggested.
I think I went there, guys.
You definitely went there.
Oh, crikey, all right, okay.
Music!
Here we go.
Right here on FUBAR. Jared Christmas!
The set went all right, and what I did was I opened it up to the floor, and the first question I got was, would you rather wank your dad off or have your dad wank you off? Absolute no-brainer, man. Get your dad to wank you off. Shut your eyes, it could be someone else.
From 1 p.m. every Tuesday, Jared Christmas. Doing for radio shows what Armageddon did for asteroids. Only on FUBAR. The Rock Show with Ed Gamble and Joel Dommett. It's not rocket science, it's rock science.
Right, well,
so many rocket-based talk.
Now, I love Jared.
Love it.
Right. But whoever's making these trails for FUBAR is a fucking pervert. Because they've just all picked the most like disgusting cock-based things and put them in the trails. Now, I mean, it's amazing.
Jared's
great, and Jared's great, and I'm sure his show is absolutely wonderful. But there is something inherently wrong about having him saying, "Get your dad to wipe you off," and then someone saying, "From 1 p.m." That doesn't seem right. Now, Joel, I've heard the trail that they're playing out for our show. And this is to prove the point. I know that whoever's putting these together is obsessed with penis, right? Because I know we said this, but we do talk about music as well quite a lot.
So serious.
That's what this show's about, right? We talk about music, we have a bit of fun. I want you to now play the trail that's supposed to be getting listeners for our show.
Okay, here we go. I haven't heard this.
Joel's, this is the first time Joel's hearing this.
Okay.
FUBAR Radio presents The Rock Show with Ed Gamble and Joel Dommett.
So what you did is you took some poppers, your anus relaxed them, and then you went to sleep.
Yeah.
You're a good-looking lad. They're sort of like, are you all right falling asleep at a festival with a relaxed anus? Someone will just walk along and slip it in quite easily, couldn't they?
Ed Gamble and Joel Dommett, banging their heads together on FUBAR Radio. Every Friday, join the radio revolution.
I'm livid about that.
Right, so essentially, whoever's made that has thought, how are we going to really sum up what they get talking about during the rock show? Are we going to maybe an incisive thing about metal music? Maybe a hilarious observation about batshit? No, let's do something about male rape, which, I mean, that was a throwaway comment. I was never expecting that to be the flagship comment of the show.
I mean, I'm annoyed about, you know, the fact that there is sort of, you know, that they've summed us up within male rape. I'm slightly more annoyed about the fact that I don't even talk.
No. Do you know, you say yes.
I don't even talk. Basically,
that was in the third hour. That was in the third hour of the show, definitely. Yeah, that was in not even typo negative.
They're saying, "Wow, okay, let's sum up Joel and Ed's show in the most perfect way." Yeah. What's the best bit of the show? The bit where Joel doesn't speak.
The bit where Joel doesn't speak and Ed talks about him getting raped. Not appropriate. I'm annoyed with me for saying that. It's not an appropriate thing to say. Naughty Ed. Naughty!
Naughty Ed.
I don't even remember saying it, man.
Unbelievable. It's just a tap of funny. It just comes out.
That is not how I want to be represented. So let's get on with one of our brilliant features. Fake out!
Right, wait, there we go. Ready?
You need to be ready.
We give you three names, two are fake.
One.
Fake.
Right.
Regular listeners will know that
the jingle's wrong. And that Joel hasn't changed it. So I'm going to give you three band names, Joel.
Yep.
One of those is fake.
V excited.
Okay. Now, as I have been doing the last few weeks, it's slightly more difficult because it all starts with the same word.
Yeah. Right.
Evil brain food.
Nice. Evil brain food.
Okay. Are you going to write that down?
I'm going to write that down. Yeah, yeah.
Evil brain food.
Brain food. How is food spelt?
F. F. Get that down. O.
Yep.
Another O.
Yep.
D.
Okay, I thought it was three evil. O's. I thought it was three O's.
No, that'll be evil brain food. Evil brain food.
Okay.
Evil blood bowl.
Evil blood bowl.
B-L-O-O-D. But that's blood, not blued. Okay. Sometimes words are pronounced differently, even though they've got some of the same letters.
I thought it was three O's.
Evil Adam.
Evil Adam. I mean, that is...
A-D-A-M.
Adam, isn't it? Okay.
Evil Blood Bowl. Evil Brain Food. Evil Adam.
I mean, evil... I think evil...
They
evil,
all sound possible, don't they?
They all sound... You've done great here, Ed.
Thank you, mate.
I just want to say, well done.
Yeah, I'm really stepping up my game because you've won a couple recently.
I've done really... Let me tell you this, Ed.
Yeah.
This week, I have a great one.
I'm looking forward to it, mate. We'll do it later in the show.
Great one.
Always good to kick off with a gamble, though.
Evil Adam is a good name for a band.
Right.
Because, the whole Adam and Eve thing. Do you know it?
I do.
Basically, it's something about, like...
I'll tell you what, Joel. Explain me it. Learn me something about Adam and Eve.
What happened?
The whole Adam and Eve thing.
So, what happened? There was a guy called Adam, lady called Eve.
Oh, already messed it up.
I mean, arguably, that is the most important sort of detail, really.
Yeah, yeah. It's Adam and Eve, Joel.
It's not...
Not Adam and Steve.
That's so weird.
I like that because it's just saying what something isn't, and it's not making a point at all.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. It's God, not good.
And I saw a thing online and there was this I can't remember where they were from, but there was someone from a really, really horrible homophobic country saying
Hang on. So are you making a comment about homophobia whilst also being very racist?
I don't know.
A really homophobic country.
Yeah.
The whole country's homophobic, is it?
Yeah, I'm not mentioning which one, so it's okay.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Just bear in mind there's one country that I really don't like.
Okay.
Nobody knows to know where it is.
No.
Right, and there was... I can't carry on the rest of the story now because it sounds bad.
I mean, it started badly anyway.
Damn it! Basically, what I'm trying to say is I just love gay people.
Right, well, that's fine, good.
So
I don't love all of them.
No?
No.
It's disgusting, mate.
When I love all straight people.
Did I tell you the story of when I saw two gay people kissing and it was amazing?
No, but I really want you to tell it right now.
It was really amazing, right?
And then eventually you're going to have to guess which is a fake band. Okay. But
I saw these
and two gay also guys. Explain the Adam and Eve story.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we've got so many things to do.
To get through, yeah, so many great features. Joel explains the Bible. Joel tells us why he loves gay people kissing.
Such great features, guys. Come and see me at Edinburgh Festival over August.
It's a lot like this. He starts on one point, gets lost, and then leaves after an hour. Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah. Tell you what, guys. Do you know this really homophobic country, these dirty people?
Forget that. I'll tell you about it in a second.
I'm not going to tell you which country it is, but there's a lot of sand. That's fine, because I didn't mention which one it was.
So, anyway, right. Which story are we doing?
Which story are we doing? It's you getting lost in your own brain. I could have gone for a coffee during this.
I told you, mate. I'm trying to do Sudokus to get back up on form, okay? Don't
blame
me.
Yeah, but you'll do a Sudoku and then halfway through suddenly realise you're doing a crossword three pages later.
Like just filling a crossword with numbers.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I saw two gay guys kissing, very excited.
Did you almost say two gays then?
Can you not say that?
No.
Two gays kissing?
No.
You can't say that.
No.
Why not?
Well, it just sounds like you're classifying them.
Okay. There was two people of this.
Oh, this is brilliant watching you get wrapped up in this.
Oh, God. So, basically, I saw them kissing.
Saw a couple of guys kissing?
A couple of guys kissing. That's a great way of putting it, Ed.
Lovely stuff.
Right. One of them was called Adam.
And the other was called Steve, right?
And the kids, and it was... I just get so excited when I see gay people, because I'm like, well done for doing that. Because people... There's a chance of people going like, ugh, around them.
Yeah.
And I just think it's amazing. I think it's amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yay! And,
which is also
which
weird.
Which is also bad. Yeah. I think that's just... That's, if anything, puts them off more.
Yes. You go, guys!
You go, guys! I love what you're doing!
Maybe pop a bit of tongue in.
Good stuff. And they were kissing, and this is the weird part of it, right? I kind of got closer and I was like, oh, this is strange. And
you got closer? What are you talking about?
At this point, I was circling them like a safari.
Homosexual safari, I was going to say. And if you look out your right window...
Exactly.
You'll see a couple of dudes snogging.
It's lovely. It's really nice.
Yeah, well, that's for, you know, it's...
I'm, you know, they're in their
prime. Were you about to say they're in their prime?
they're in the protected area. It was so lovely.
Yeah.
And
so it's pronounced Soho.
Let me just say this, Ed.
Yeah.
You're doing a really great job today.
Thank you, mate. Cheers.
Really great job.
Obviously, Joel, his heart's in the right place. He's saying it's wonderful that he sees people expressing their love
for each
other. But at the moment, all you've done is you said, I saw two gay people kissing and I got closer. So you've got to develop this story.
Okay. I got closer and it was, and then I was like, oh, this is weird. And it wasn't because it was two guys kissing. They both had their eyes open, wide open.
Right, well, that's just weird.
Like, that's just, you know, it's just wide open. And that's kind of, oh, that's fine if, like, you're maybe on a...
It isn't.
Like, well, it is if, like, something exciting's happening behind you.
Yeah, but then why does the other guy have his eyes open?
Both had, and this is the other thing.
And this is gay pride and the parade's going past. So what, you've got to keep an eye on it coming and going.
Completely ignoring the fact that there's something incredible, majestic, happening behind them on a float.
Yeah.
Right? Now, they were kissing, but they were entirely parallel. Like, their faces were parallel.
How?
Like, they were, like, one had a bigger nose, and so the other one was under the nose. It was incredible to watch.
So he was sheltering under the other guy's nose.
Yes, he was.
Old umbrella nose.
Classic umbrella nose. Yeah. And they were going for it. Both had their eyes open. And I thought, well, this is one of two things. Either they're just in love and they're just like looking at each other.
Yeah.
Just, you know, like, I love this person. I love kissing them. Secondly, they are two straight people and they're daring each other.
Which would have been a whole lot less beautiful.
It would have been a whole lot less, you know.
Yeah.
And that's actually a really good game. If you want to try it.
Oh, no, sorry, mate. No, I was just saying that is quite homophobic, daring you to kiss a man. Like, that's the worst thing you can do.
No, yeah. I mean, it's...
But you're about to say it's a really fun game, well, it's daring each other to kiss. That's not going to be a new feature of this radio show, mate.
We could do it.
We've already got putting your rock into a mum. We're not having...
So you could just kiss people and then, you know, the first one who pulls away
is gay. Is gay. I mean, I don't know where to start with that, mate.
Is that bad?
Yeah, you can't play a game where the loser is gay. No? That's not acceptable.
Okay, how about...
I thought we were getting to the point where you were like, we live in such a wonderful modern world, isn't it wonderful to see two men expressing love for each other.
I've kissed...
And yet, where you've immediately gone to is they were probably daring each other and the first one to pull away is branded a homosexual.
Oh, that's bad, isn't it?
It is really bad, mate.
Now that you've put it in that way...
Rock and metal has enough sort of connotations with it that it's somehow homophobic. We don't...
I've kissed a few men.
Right. You can't pull it back with that, mate. Which is the fake band?
Evil Adam.
No.
Shit.
Evil Blood Bowl. Put a song on.
Oh, mate, I feel like I've really disappointed you.
Yeah, you've let me down, mate.
I think I'm really nice. I'm really nice.
Ed Gamble and Joel Gommett, rocking the shit out of FUBAR every Friday night from 7 to 10.
Yes, indeed. And right now it is that time.
It is that time right now. It's Friday night, 7 till 10, unless you're listening to this on some sort of catch-up, listen-again feature, in which case it may be the morning, it may be the middle of the night, you may be on the toilet, you may be in the bath, you may be doing whatever. Do whatever you want.
Maybe in bed with another man, which I'm absolutely fine with.
Right, so just... If you've just tuned in, Joel made some comments before that last song, which was Thrice, was it, Joel?
Thrice, Silhouette, great tune.
Yeah, not bad. Although it could have just been any other song that you've ever played.
Ed, how dare you sum me up in such a fashion?
No, I quite enjoyed
it. I just like a bit of...
That's your theme tune. Joel made some comments which could be construed as homophobic. He's not a homophobic man, but it seems for the rest of the show he is going to try and prove... That he's not homophobic.
Love it.
You love it.
Just love.
You were
everyone.
Telling me you kiss men.
Quite a few. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've done some plays. I've done some plays, Ed. I've strutted the boards.
Yeah.
Is that what they say?
Nope.
I've strutted them the thrust.
Yeah.
So I did some plays. Three plays.
Thrice.
To know people in someone's bedroom.
Yeah, they aren't plays, Joel. They aren't plays. Did you do nice auditions for plays where it was just in a dark room when all you could see was the blinking light of the camera?
Someone was filming it and yeah. It's now on the interwebs.
Yeah, and you never saw the man's face. You just occasionally saw the glimmer of a moustache when his cigarette was dragged on.
That's exactly it. Oh, yeah. I did something very serious, very well received.
What plays did you do, mate?
Very well received plays. It was one called Bashment, which was turned into a film.
Oh yes, this is the play where Joel had cornrows, and played a gay rapper.
Yeah, from Bristol.
Mate, next week can we play the song? Can we play your rap?
Yeah,
on the rock show.
Absolutely
perfect. I love it. It's my favourite thing in the world. And you kissed a man in that, did you?
Kissed a man in that,
in the play and the film.
Play and the film.
Lovely work.
Two different men, because it was recast.
Oh dear, why were they not? Did you demand they were recast because they weren't good enough at snogging?
I just wanted to sort of, you know, just
spread my net. Get all your seeds out.
Yeah, exactly. And then another play called Bashment. There's another play called Gutted.
Don't make up a play just so you can say you've kissed a man and you're not homophobic.
I did. I've done it.
I did a play called Man's Lips, where I kissed a man so much all the time.
Moist, nice. Yeah. It was nice. It's the same, isn't it? It's just the same. Just kissing a woman.
Yeah,
it's just the same. You feel a stubble rash is actually really annoying.
Yeah, on women.
Actually, yeah. Yeah, because I realise I've got quite the razory sort of stubbly.
Face. Yeah.
I've had girlfriends in the past who call me razor face because it really does hurt them.
Yeah.
And I'm an aggressive kisser.
I always thought they called you razor face because you were constantly texting on your Motorola razor.
Yes.
Ugh,
come
old,
on.
Old school thing. Well, enough of this. We know you're not homophobic, Joel, even
thanks,
though you
mate.
Seem desperate to prove it. Hall of Fame. Now, this is a new feature. We are putting together our own rock and roll Hall of Fame.
Very
it's for
exciting.
Musicians. It's for friends and family. It's anyone who we consider to be rock and roll enough to be in the Joel and Ed Rock and Roll Fubar Hall of Fame, right?
Illustrious.
So this is the inaugural induction
first
ceremony. Or it's Joel will be translating for anyone as stupid as him. Joel, let's start with you. We're going to have...
Okay.
Let's see. And obviously... Each other, we decide whether this can go in, right? We've had some suggestions already on Twitter.
We have. Do you want to do a few of those first?
Just to ease us in? No, I feel like the first one should come from one of us.
Okay, here we go.
Do you want to put any sort of classical music on?
Oh, yeah, I'd love that.
On in the background?
I think that'd be really nice.
And this is your rousing speech that you wrote in the pub just before...
Yeah, we started. I really thought... I mean, just the one I did in the pub was the final draft.
Right, okay.
Okay. That down. That's beautiful, isn't it?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the inaugural induction ceremony for the FUBAR Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Please be upstanding for your first proposer, Joel Dommett.
That's clapping. That's
polite.
My esteemed nominee for the illustrious Hall of Fame, brackets Hoff. Is an enchanted...
It's David Hasselhoff.
It's not.
Okay. Oh, sorry, Hall of Fame.
Don't interrupt my speech.
Sorry.
Crikey. So homophobic. All right. My esteemed nominee for the illustrious Hall of Fame...
Starting again.
Brackets Hoff. I will start again every time.
Okay. Sorry.
My esteemed nominee for the illustrious Hall of Fame... Brackets Hoff. Serious. So I'm getting distracted by the Vivaldi solo. My esteemed nominee.
You can't interrupt yourself and start again.
Vivaldi interrupted me.
Right. Fucking chill out.
Chill out, mate. Chill out, Viv.
His name's not Viv Aldi.
No. Thought he came up with the shopping chain. He was in music to start off with, and he was like, oh, fuck this shit. I'm going to go start up my own little supermarket.
Ladies and gentlemen, Joel Dommett.
My esteemed nominee for the illustrious Hall of Fame, brackets Hoff, is an enchanted character, full of talent. A lovely man whose heart is full of gold, love, and comedy. It is someone who is so brave, so utterly courageous in the face of the comedy industry, standing up for what he believes is funny. Arguably one of the best compares on the circuit. one of my favourite comedians and certainly one of my favourite people. Watching him on stage is a breath of fresh air. Fresh Lake District air. Whether it's him alone or part of his wonderfully original duo, Peacock and Gamble. This man, with eyes so piercing he could melt snow, with fists so strong he could tapple... Serious, Ed. This man, with eyes so piercing he could melt snow, with fists so strong he could topple communism. He lights my life, shows me the way through the dark corridors of showbiz. He's lost some weight recently, which was very proud of. This again showed a determination I have never seen in a human or a fictional film character. Ladies and gentlemen of the Academy, I present to you my friend, your friend, the world's friend, and my nominee for the Hall of Fame, Ray Peacock.
Right.
That's the first one in.
So I've got Lemmy from Motorhead.
I mean, was that worth it?
I mean, I could see it coming from about 6 miles.
Could you
miles.
Really?
Yeah, of course
no,
I could.
Oh, mate.
It was really good. But all those... you know what? And he's a good fucking addition to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Lovely man.
Wait, and
I
he's also...
by all my things I said about
he's
him.
He's proper rock and roll. He's cool. He lives the lifestyle. He's punk as fuck, mate. He doesn't care.
He's great.
He's awesome. So I agree with that induction.
There you go, mate.
Right?
There you go.
So that's the first... I mean, not even a musician. Straight into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Straight in.
Beat Jimi Hendrix, beat Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, there's other people.
Yeah, Ray there's Peacock. Musicians, but Ray Peacock, straight in there.
He's
bang!
Straight
there
in.
We are. I don't really have a speech for my one, unfortunately. It is Lemmy from Motorhead, just because he should be in there.
He's great, he's great.
Unfortunately, he's not in there first. Ray's in there first. Lemmy from Motorhead used to drink a bottle of Jack Daniels every day.
Oh, my God.
A whole bottle, right? And then he gave up, and everyone went, oh, you're giving up. Drinking a bottle of Jack Daniels every day. He went, yeah, yeah, yeah. He went, is it hurting your liver or something? He went, no, I drink it with Coke and there's too much sugar and it's bad for my diabetes. So he stopped drinking JD because he couldn't have the mixer.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. He's got warts all over him like a troll.
Yeah.
What's more fucking cool than a troll?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. Ray Peacock is the only thing
yeah.
cooler than that.
He's consistent as well. They make the same album over and over again, and it's or they found their formula like 30 years ago.
Are they? I don't really know Motorhead. If I'm honest, I don't really know them.
Well, we should play some now, but we don't have any.
We don't have any. Are they still massive?
Yeah,
I know they're massive, but are they still like massive?
I'd say they're like Brixton Academy level bands.
Okay.
They sell out Brixton Academy.
Yeah.
And they play festivals. But he's quite ill, so they've had to cancel quite a lot. I was supposed to go and see them last year, but they had to cancel.
Oh, no.
But he's fucking awesome. Put Lemmy in there straight away.
Straight away.
He's one of the pillars of rock. You can't... It's him, Ozzy, and that's about it.
And they're both sort of...
Tony Iommi.
Fairly weak at this point.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Ozzy played Hyde Park last week, but, you know... It feels like he's on his last legs, but he's still knocking out the tunes. I've got a band. I've got your new favourite band to tell you about after this next track, mate.
Very excited.
Yeah.
Really? Why is it my new favourite band?
I'm gonna tell you after this track.
Okay. Fair enough.
Little clue. They're from Japan.
I like Japanese people.
Again, very open minded of you, Joel. Put a song on.
Is it racist to want to?
Don't
be Japanese?
Ask that question. Is it racist to want to be Japanese?
I really want
no.
to? No.
No. That's fine.
In that case, I want that.
Fubar!
That was lovely. There was just time for a little motherfucker at the end of that. That is Caius Gardenia. That was a request from Andrea, who I believe I've spoken about on the Rock Show before. A bird shat on his hand when he came and met me. That was a great track. I love Caius. Earlier on, we had another request as well. I forgot to say it was a request. It was Mission to Burma. That's when I reached for my revolver, I believe is the name of the track. I never heard of them, never heard that track. It was a request from Emma Pollard, which was a great request because it's got me into a new band.
It's also, yeah, if you've got any requests, guys, bloody send them in.
Send them through to rock@fubarradio.com or tweet us on @AgamelComedy or @Joel Dommett or @FUBAR Radio.
Yeah.
Fubar Radio.
We'll get it many different
just let
mediums.
Us know any different ways you can let us know your request. If you let us know in time, probably after you've listened to this show, we should be able to get it on for the week after. Also send us your nominations for the Rock Hall of Fame, as some people have done already. We've had lots of tweets in, haven't we, Joel?
We have indeed,
we've
Ed.
Had some emails.
Had some lovely ones.
Okay, do you want to read one out, mate?
Nah, mate, you do it.
You do it, because Joel's still shocked because he's just eaten his lunch, which is quite unprofessional, and he's found possibly the longest blackberry of all time.
We've just tweeted it. Very excited. I'd say probably three times the size of standard blackberry.
But it's no thicker.
No, it's just, it's pure just sort of length.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no girth on it.
Yeah.
It's pure length.
Yeah.
Also, I should point out, when I got this, I felt probably the oldest I've ever felt. I bought this little salad medley.
Medley?
That's what it says. It's a berry medley.
Medley, mate.
Luscious.
Medley, not medley.
Medley?
Medley.
Medley. Luscious, sweet and juicy berry medley. And I saw it.
Yeah.
And it's just got all the things I like. Grapes. It's got blackberries. It's got strawberries.
Yeah.
It's just great. It's got no duds in there.
Right.
There's no duds. And I hate melon. It ruins a party.
What party have you been to where someone's brought out a melon and you've thought, well, this has killed it, I'm leaving?
Well, you know, it's like salad parties. So I was, I saw it on the shelf and aloud, this is, I felt very old.
Yeah.
Because aloud went, oh, that looks nice.
You know who's never going to make it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? You.
Me.
Because of that. Someone who is, though, Lady Stardust had tweeted us. This is an example of how different you can take it. It doesn't have to be a musician, because Lady Stardust nominated Iggy Pop,
mm-hmm.
nominated, I think, maybe Ozzy Osbourne, someone like people like that. But we'll get to those guys. But the other people we want to hear about are people that you know, and he's nominated his English teacher.
Lovely.
Right, because his English teacher snuck backstage, right? Now, we all know that's wrong, but this is Rob, who's only little, right? He, obviously, his English teacher is so rock and roll that he hasn't taught him the past tense of to sneak, which is snuck, Rob, okay? So maybe if your English teacher was a little bit less rock and roll, he might have taught you snuck.
Snuck, not snuck. It's not, so it's snuck, not snook?
Snuck backstage. I mean, now I've said it loads, I don't know.
So I feel like snook is kind of all right. Tell you what we'll do, Ed. We'll ask my mum later. She's good at that stuff.
Okay, good. My English teacher snuck backstage. That sounds weird. Snook. And stole Electric Six's JD. Right, that's pretty good.
Wow, I mean, that's great.
And then stole a table from Starbucks.
How do you do that?
I don't know, but Rob has then asked, is that rock?
Which I think that nice. Is. Yeah.
I think that's pretty rock.
I think
definitely stealing Electric Six is JD. JD, the most rock and roll of all the drinks.
Yeah, of course.
Right, Jägermeister are trying their hardest to get up there.
My initials.
Right, yeah, JD, exactly. So maybe he stole Electric Six's Joel Dommett.
Did yeah, they, yeah.
Have you ever been hired by Electric Six to be?
Yeah, actually, and once I got stolen. And so, I mean, this is all fitting together perfectly.
I once, slightly less rock and roll, I once stole the Divine Comedy's pizza.
That's a good story.
Yeah? We were doing a gig in Durham when I was still at university at a big college day, and we were doing sketches and stuff. And then they were like, you've got to leave now because the Divine Comedy are on and they're coming back here. And we were like, yeah, why? We've been on. We got backstage pass. They're like, no, you've got to get out now. So I was like, yeah, I'll go out in a second. And then I stole a whole pizza and went home. I ate some of it. I watched some of the Divine Comedy. And then I was really drunk, mate. I woke up the next morning and found a piece of pizza in my jacket pocket. So... pretty rock and roll
pretty
all around.
Rock and roll. That's great. That explains a lot. Thank you very much for sort of making me aware of the fact that me getting stolen and stuff.
I'm gonna make you aware of one more thing now, Joel. I saw a band. This was the weirdest lineup of bands in Sonosphere in terms of the ordering. It was on the Saturday morning. Firstly, I saw a band called Ailstorm.
Nice.
Who are a Scottish pirate metal band.
Nice.
All of their songs are themed around being pirates.
Well, fair enough.
Or drinking beer.
That's what pirates do best.
Exactly. Right. It's all pirate-based. Then I saw another band, who I'm going to tell you about in a sec. Then after that band, I saw Ghost, who are a brilliant band. I think we played them before on The Rock Show. Mm. The lead singer dresses up as a bishop called Papa Emeritus. They're great, sort of occult-y, very Sabbath-y, Blue Oyster Cult sort of stuff like that. This is great. Great stage show. haunting tracks. Really, really lovely stuff. But in the middle, I saw a band. I don't know if you're aware of them, Joel. They're a new band. They've only released one album. They're called Baby Metal.
Yes. I saw a picture on Twitter of them with Chino Moreno.
Did you?
Yeah.
So Baby Metal, who I scoffed at. I thought that it's funny.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a funny thing. Basically, it's a really tight metal band. And then the lead singers are three very young Japanese girls all wearing matching outfits.
I love Japanese people.
Yeah, you love
people.
Japanese people, of course. I forgot who I was talking to, sorry. Doing a dance, doing dances, like choreographed dances, and singing in a sort of J-pop style. It's J-pop mixed with sort of techie sort of death metal.
Yeah.
And, mate, they were fucking brilliant.
Really?
I got so into it. I feel like I took a little video of the Circle Pit while they were on. They were so good.
Really?
But there is that added element of, like, this feels slightly wrong.
Yeah.
This feels... because it was, like, loads of oldish white men watching three Japanese schoolgirls.
I mean, are they actually really...
No, they're 15, 15 and 16.
Okay, so you've done them. You've Wikipedia'd it.
I've Wikipedia'd it, mate. I've Wikipedia'd it. Right. So, one out of three... I could legally have feelings about.
Yeah.
But I actually did. I mean, to be honest, I genuinely enjoyed the music. I thought it was a really exciting way of doing stuff. They've got this mad story where they're here to save heavy metal and there's a bad guy called the Big Fox. It's just insane.
That sounds great.
And they played the Forum on Monday night and I had an Edinburgh preview, unfortunately, but I would have gone and seen them again.
Wow.
I thought, I'm going to buy the album. We're going to play them next week. Right, and I'm not sure if it works on record and if you don't see them live, but they were fucking ace.
I love it when you see a band live that you don't necessarily usually like.
Yeah.
And that they really impress you. But then forever, when you listen to their music, you think of that moment, so yeah. It's really exciting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That completely made sense live.
Like when I listen to While She Sleeps now,
yeah,
which we saw at the Golden God Awards. Yeah. It's a band that I kind of think of, this not really usually what I'd listen
to. Yeah, yeah.
But now when I listen to it, I really like it because I can just imagine them
such
on stage.
Such a great night with me and
having such a great night with you and Cy Fielder. There was bow ties. The guy was on stage wearing a leather waistcoat.
Yeah, there was bow ties. It was only Simon Fielder wearing a bow tie, mate.
It's great.
PDT tweeted in and said, I nominate this for the Rock Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Everyone involved with this superlative 1994 album, Power Rangers, A Rock Adventure.
Wow.
Now, PDT is a big Power Rangers nerd.
Really?
I think we're allowed to say nerd. I think that's all right, isn't it? I mean, that
I'd like to meet a Power Rangers nerd.
I've never seen that.
You've never seen Power Rangers?
No, I've seen Power Rangers. I've not seen Power Rangers A Rock Adventure, mate.
Well, no, I'm trying to figure out if that's something different, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm going to have to check it out. Everyone go and check that out. I wonder if it's on Netflix, I'll watch it.
The green guy from Power Rangers is now like a UFC fighter.
Really?
Yeah. The original green one, he's now got a UFC fighter, and on his arm, he's got like a tattoo that just says God's got fists or something like
God's
that.
God's got fists.
So it's something like that.
Well, it'd be weird if God didn't have fists.
I'm gonna find out what it actually is during the next track.
Yeah,
and I can almost guarantee it's not God's got fists.
Let's find... So in the next track... So Joel's taking a shot with the green Power Ranger, who's now a UFC fighter, which honestly, I doubt. I think he's got that wrong. He thinks he's got a tattoo on his arm that says God's got fists. Let's see exactly how wrong Joel is about that.
Oh, God.
Go on, Joel, put a track on. We're going to find out right now.
Okay. Here comes Wikipedia, mate.
Ed Gamble and Joel Dommett, rocking the shit out of FUBAR, every Friday night from 7 to 10.
I still can't decide whether I like Ed.
I like that one.
I like that one,
That was Helms Ali, Pressure Point.
Lovely.
That's a new album I've discovered. It's one of my releases of the year, mate.
Oh, really?
It's awesome. Sleepwalking Sailors. It's a really good album. It's just intricate, like, slightly proggy, sort of sleepy, stonery. Just really, really just meaty riffs.
Meaty riffs.
I like it. It's interesting. I like it.
So, ladies and gentlemen of the Rock Show, I have Googled.
Right.
And I have found his tattoo.
So, before that song, Helms Ali, Joel said that the Green Power Ranger used to be a UFC fighter who had a tattoo on his arm that says, God has fists. We decided to then Google it and find out quite how wrong Joel was. There was never any doubt that Joel was completely incorrect about this. Joel?
I was paraphrasing.
Is it the Green Power Ranger?
It is the Green Power Ranger.
And is he now a UFC fighter?
His name's Jason Frank.
Right.
UFC is obviously the top of the field of fighting.
Of MMA.
Yes, and so he's an MMA fighter. He's not necessarily
UFC. He's not
UFC.
In the UFC,
he's
okay.
Not, because I think he probably wouldn't be able to get away from the fact he used to be a Power Ranger.
Do you think, yeah.
In the same way that Brock Lesnar couldn't get away from the fact that he used to be a wrestler.
But he was a UFC fighter, then he went to WWE.
Did he really?
And then he went back again, as far as I know.
Knowledge.
Yeah.
Knowledge, guys. However, the Green Power Ranger did not go from MMA to Power Ranger. Because I think that's something that is not allowed.
No, that is... MMA is not a traditional stepping stone to the Power Rangers.
I would love that, though, if, like, children's characters, then suddenly there's a new series, and it's just like, is that Mike Tyson in a pink Power Rangers suit?
Keep talking, because I might have a Power Rangers fact for you in a
minute. Okay, very excited. Yeah. So, his name's Green. His name's Jason Frank. And so, basically, he's now an MMA fighter, and he has a tattoo. I said that he had a tattoo saying God has fists or something like that, wasn't it?
Right.
Something like, was that what I said?
God has fists.
God has
what
fists
said,
is what
yeah.
I went with. Googled it. This is actually what he has tattooed on his arm.
Yeah.
And I'm actually quite pleased, Ed, with how similar it is. I thought I was miles away.
I assumed you'd be miles away as
I'm
well.
I'm in the vicinity. This is what he's actually got tattooed on his arm. I tell no lies. It's Jesus didn't tap.
Jesus didn't tap.
As in, like, when you're doing UFC and you tap when you're, like, in a hold.
Right, okay. So he's talking about when Jesus was... He's decided that being on the cross is similar to a submission move.
Yes.
Is that...
That's what he's saying.
Right, okay.
He didn't... I mean, he didn't, because his hands were tied down. So he couldn't tap anyway. He had no choice, bless his heart.
Right, so Jesus didn't tap. That is better than God has fists.
I think God has fists is better, and I'm thinking about getting that tattooed on me.
How is God has fists better than Jesus never taps?
Jesus didn't tap.
Jesus didn't tap.
Don't give a disservice to his tattoos, mate. So, I think God has fists is great. It's powerful. God has fists, and it's great because God doesn't have fists.
Yeah.
Because nobody knows whether he has fists or not.
The fact I was just trying to Google there, Joel, was that somebody who used to be in Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, just for one episode though, killed two people and went mental and tried to cut his own dick off.
Wow, Mighty Morphin Power Time.
Yeah, tried to cut his own dick off, mate. I was thinking it was going to be funnier than this, but it's actually really sad. So I've actually upset myself. But let's never forget that you found a really long blackberry today.
I like to think that once he got his penis off, he sort of held it and then held it towards the camera and went, ha! And then hit the end of it and then turned into
PDT's something. PDT's going to be loving this, because I'm not sure he's into the music, but he might be listening. If I tell him that we talked about Power Rangers, we'd probably get a new listener out of this, mate.
Yeah, mate.
So Helmsley, that's one of my favourite releases of the year.
Great band.
Other things that we've played on the show before... Wild Throne, their EP Bloodmaker, get that now. It's absolutely amazing. I think it's a completely new type of music, quite frankly. Destrage.
Yeah.
We talked about that with Stephen Hill. That's an amazing album as well. The Shrine, Lord Mantis, Bast. Bast is probably my top release of the year. We've not played any of that on this show because
next
all
week.
The tracks are about 9 minutes long.
Oh, really? So we can cut it short.
Absolutely not.
No.
Is I mean, what's our limit? Because I listen to a lot of music where the tracks are between 7 and 10 minutes.
Really?
I feel like 7 minutes might be our limit.
It's really great because, like, you know, this is the sort of short attention span generation.
Yeah.
That's the trouble, you know. If songs are like 20 seconds long, you're in.
Yeah, exactly. These days, it's all about the 3-second song, isn't it?
Exactly. If you can fit that song into a Vine,
yeah,
that's going straight in the charts, mate. Unbelievable.
Well, I might bring in some Bast next week. I might bring in Denizens by Bast. It's sort of stonery, it's sludge, but it's also got sort of slightly proggy elements and black metal elements. It's great. It's weird how I found out about the band, because my girlfriend worked with the drummer a couple of years ago and said, "Oh, my friend's got this band," and I listened to them and I was like, "They're fucking awesome." Turns out they're doing really well. They're picking up a lot of heat, mate. So check out Bast. It's called Spectres is the name of the EP.
Bast and Baby Metal.
No. Don't put them in the same sentence. So we can do serious music shit, FUBAR.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, it's not all about dicks, even though I went from the guy trying to cut his own dick off into that. Dust Moth as well. The Dust Moth EP called Dragon Mouth.
Nice.
That's also excellent. We're going to play something from that later on, I believe, Joel.
Did your girlfriend recommend that as well?
No, shut up. She didn't recommend it, mate. Right, don't make out that I don't know stuff about music, mate. Shut up. You love 100 Reasons, don't you?
Oh, I bloody love it. I'm going to play some later on the show.
Guess who were on...
Did you watch them?
Guess who were on at Sonosphere playing all of that album.
Ideas Above Our Station?
Yeah, they played the whole thing. I didn't. I went and got a burger, mate. Boring.
My friend said he saw them maybe a couple of months ago doing that same thing, the entire album. And at that gig, apparently they said that was the last time that they were going to play.
Yeah, so, no, it's not true, mate. They will keep playing that until people stop paying them to do that.
Someone said that, well, he basically told me that, because back in the day, they were so energetic and brilliant. He had this big hair and he used to jump around the stage and the big hair just would go crazy. And it was really the love. Watch. I went to see them a couple of times. They were great, but he said that now he went to watch them and they're just all a bit
old.
Sort of old and just a bit fat, not fat, just like heavy set.
Yeah, but the same with Deftones. I saw Deftones. Yeah. Man, they must have got a chef on tour now. Like the Chino Marino, he's running about. I don't know what he's eating when he comes off stage because he's insanely energetic. But he's still a sexy man, Joel.
He bloody is.
He's so sexy. He's something about the way he moves. The music's sexy anyway, Deftones, isn't it?
Oh, it's bloody great. The chef would say, how would you like this food served to you? And he goes, shove it.
In my mouth. Yeah, he doesn't say shove it.
Shove it in my mouth.
Get rid of it, does he?
He says, I want it. That's what he wants.
Yeah. Shut up and drive it into my mouth.
Yes, good one.
Yes, please.
I'd say Shut Up and Drive is probably one of my favourite songs ever.
This is my own summer pudding. fun. If
fun
you've got any Deftones-based food puns,
send them in.
Please get in contact.
Hashtag Deftones-based food puns.
Now, this is what I'm worried about, Joel. Sonosphere, it was a brilliant festival. I loved it. I want to go back every year.
Can I come with you?
You can come with me, mate.
Yes!
Right? What I'm worried about is who are they going to have to headline? Because I don't know what bands there are that are big enough that can headline that didn't do it. So
this year,
The Prodigy, who I didn't go and watch, I went and watched Electric Wizard headline the second stage, the third stage. And they were amazing, but I was really drunk. And drunk on beer, which is rare for me, so I was proper sleepy as well. And Electric Wizard just killed it. It was so good. Just proper doom. It was awesome.
Proper doom.
And then Iron Maiden headline the next night, and then Metallica headline the next night. Now, all these bands are big enough to headline. And the year before at Download, there's been Rammstein, Slipknot. So they're big enough to headline. But apart from that...
Who's left?
I suppose classic rock bands like Aerosmith and then Avenged Sevenfold have done it.
AC/DC,
but they bring their own stage, so they're a lot of hassle. Yeah, they don't play on main stages. They build their own stage.
Wow.
And they don't let anyone else play on it.
Really?
Yeah, so it's there all weekend.
I mean, that's the advanced version of like you being in a band and being like, no, I only play my own drum kit.
Yeah, exactly. so them, maybe Def Leppard...
Yeah.
Sabbath,
status quo.
But obviously not, but I think people would be really angry. But I don't know who's enough of a pull. Maybe someone like Rush, but they've got their own fans. They can sell out Wembley Arena.
Pearl Jam.
This is the point. So it's going to have to be like reunion-y bands.
Yeah.
Pearl Jam. But then I was thinking, Tool, if they ever get back together, could probably do it. System of a Down could probably just about pull it off.
System of a Down are playing something this year, though, aren't they?
No, I don't think they are.
No.
Are they doing Reading and Leeds?
I feel like they're doing something.
I think they might have done...
I usually am.
They're either doing it this year or they did it last year, but...
Probably just getting confused with Reading, Papa Roach are playing.
Yeah, they're very comparable bands. But I was thinking, and this is a great segue into our next track, Joel, Rage Against the Machine could totally headline all the festivals next year and I would be there like a shot.
Absolutely.
Let's hear it.
World Cup kicking off with Joey Page and Razor Ruddock.
It's time to welcome Mr. Frankie Dettori!
Yeah. Oh, he sounds happy, look.
Now, before before we get into this, Frankie...
What's he so happy about? I don't understand it.
What, did you win a little race yesterday or something, did you?
Every Sunday from 2pm...
Yeah, Frankie Dettori on their bloody show, mate.
Yeah, we do. Who do we get on our show? The drummer from Dodgy. He was very good, to be
very
fair.
Very nice
he
man.
He was a really, really good...
Don't crowd surf, guys. Don't
really
crowd
good caller.
Surf.
Really good caller. But it's no Frankie Dettori.
It's Frankie Dettori. He's won races.
He crowd surfs. It's only tiny. You can crowd surf if you like.
He's going to do it. It's like a child.
Bloody horse surfs. This is the Rock Show on FUBAR with Ed Gamble and Joel Dommett, rocking your faces into your anus.
It's a great new phrase, Ed.
Yeah, trail out of
guys,
that.
Guys, yeah, make
twat.
A trail out of that. Cut that one. Note that one down, producers. Yeah. We want that next week.
Rocking your faces into your anus every Friday from 7 till 10.
And also the fact we just talked about it, so it's meta.
Yeah.
So, you know, like that. Pop that in.
That was Rage Against the Machine Guerrilla Radio.
Absolutely.
I think, all things considered, right, and I'm not thinking of my own personal taste, I'm thinking of everyone's taste that's involved in the world, averaging out everyone's taste.
Yeah.
Rage Against the Machine are the best band of all time.
I could agree with that, I think. Yeah. Because it involves everything.
Yeah.
It involves, that sort of archetypal sort of angsty, like, I'm angry at the world, but I don't know why, and because I don't read the news.
And it's catchy as fuck. And every song's brilliant.
It's really
well
good.
Well done, guys.
I'm just great.
Well done, Rage Against the Machine. You really are a top musical outfit.
Absolutely.
Right, while we do this, Joel, I believe it's time for another band fake-out.
Can I do one, please?
Yes.
We give you three names, two are fake. We give you three names, two
one.
Are fake.
Fake.
One is fake. So, Ed, here
yes.
we go.
Let's go.
Three bands. One is fake. Will he spot it? Will he...
You've got a jingle. Why are you trying to make
I'm
up another
trying
one?
To make an, I'm just trying to make it epic. So, here we go. Three names. One is... okay. Meat Shits.
As in M-E-A-T?
As in M-E-A-T.
As in the Meat Shits?
Yeah. Meat Shits.
I'm certainly familiar with them, but not as a band.
Absolutely. I mean, it's the worst kind, really.
Oh, God, it's awful. It takes days and then it really smells so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, hello. Hello, toilet that now smells like an abattoir.
Here's a weird thing. I don't mean to get onto that thing, but I went on holiday in my van.
Yeah.
It just starts to smell different, doesn't it?
Your shits?
Hmm.
They smell different in Spain, do they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do they start to smell like?
Just...
Paella?
Just smells different. Just smells different.
Right, okay.
So, second one. Meat wallet.
Meat wallet, like is that a crude synonym for a vagina?
Who knows? We've got meat shits, meat wallet,
yeah,
or meat nipple.
Meat nipple. Meat wallet. Meat shits, or meat nipple.
Three great choices. I think you'll agree, Ed.
This is genuinely difficult because they all sound like they'd be terrible bands.
I'm getting so much better at this game, Ed.
You are.
And by game, I mean radio.
I'm going... It's fake. I'm going with Meat Nipple.
That is a fake one, Ed!
Yes!
Congratulations!
Boom, Ed Gamble.
Congratulations.
You can't knock me off my podium.
Shit! Meat Shits and Meat Wallet are real bands.
Right, I've come up with a really good idea.
What's that?
Right, when we were talking then about meat and about food, right, and earlier on when we were talking about doing Deftones puns, right?
Yeah.
I want to put together, for me and you, a heavy metal dinner party, right?
I very much enjoy that.
I want to cook heavy metal themed food.
Yes.
At Sonosphere, there were lots of burger vans. And the burgers were named after the headliners of that day, or they had like the Eddie Burger named after Eddie Maiden, Iron Maiden's famous mascot.
Yeah.
But I want to put together
Iron Maiden hon dog.
Brilliant. So straight away, a heavy metal dinner party or a menu on a restaurant, a heavy metal restaurant.
Yeah.
I want pun based things.
Yes.
Band food, like metal food. Not from you now. I want people to write in because you trying to come up with a pun is more painful than a meat shit. right? So I want people to get in contact. rock@foobarradio.com, @foobarradio on Twitter, or tweet me and Joel individually at Ed Gamble Comedy or at Joel Dommett before the next recording. We want you to try and put together a heavy metal menu. That's what this section's called, heavy metal menu.
Heavy metal, AC/DC food.
AC/DC food, so good. That's good.
Yeah, you like that
AC/DC
one?
AC/DC food.
Yeah.
So that's
seafood.
The sort of thing, yeah. So paella instead of Slayer. Anything like that.
That's great.
Yeah.
That is really good, Ed.
Yeah.
Really good people.
Paella, rain and blood pudding. You know, it's going to be stuff like that.
I mean, I think we've started off a new thing, Ed, and it's
so
great.
Get in contact. I think that's a really good new running feature there. And I've just smashed fake out. What now, Joel? How's your mum doing in terms of phone calls?
She's doing great. She says she's up for it in the last hour, which is coming up in 10 mins.
And is she going to listen to the song? The song we're going to play Joel's mum later, or that she's going to listen to, is Backbone by Gojira.
I mean,
who
that's...
I also saw at Sonosphere. They absolutely smashed it.
We played her one last week, and she said, oh, that's actually quite nice.
So yeah, so we've gone heavier this
week.
We've gone
straight in. We've put the rock straight in.
I think
her.
What we want to do is really, really shock your mum. So I think this might do it.
And that's what we want.
And if at any point she said she enjoys this, she's getting Cannibal Corpse next weekend.
We also have a Beg Your Pardon to do.
I beg your pardon.
I beg your pardon.
I beg your pardon is the feature coming up later, where we will play a song with unintelligible lyrics. And Joel's picked one this week, so I am going to have to be the one who picks out what on earth this person is going on about. But
very
for
exciting.
Now, we've just had Rage Against the Machine. What track have we got coming up next, Joel?
Sorry to say, Ed, it's another one of mine. And we've mentioned them before on the show. They were at Sonosphere this weekend. Let's all get nostalgic together. There he goes, 100 Reasons.
Silver.
Yes.
It is fine.
It's just nice, isn't it?
It washes over me. It was a great soundtrack to me eating a massive burger, is what it was. Just eat disgusting food at festivals.
You do, don't you? Just like for.
I actually hated myself after I had that, because I had two of those burgers in a weekend, right? One on the Friday, one on the Saturday. And straight afterwards, I was like, well, I want to kill myself. Like, just eating that. That amount of meat and cheese, just like, oh God, I feel dreadful. You know, like you feel after a McDonald's.
It's like, oh.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm a bit of a festival pussy in that I got there. I was there with Alfie Brown, and Alfie Brown got in the morning. He texted me saying, I don't have a tent yet. So in the morning he had to go out and buy a tent, and he turned up wearing a vest and jeans, right?
Great.
And shoes, right? And he went, well, I've got the tent. I was like, well, where's your other bag? He went, what other bag? With your clothes? He went, no.
What?
I've not brought a change of clothes. He went, I might buy a t-shirt there, like a band t-shirt. I was like, oh my God.
This man is insane.
He's literally wearing a vest. He went bright pink immediately. He burnt everywhere, right? We arrived. I set my tent up, which is a four-man tent, right? Inflated my inflatable mattress, right? Put the bed sheet on it. Duvet. Two pillows. Box of wine, selection of nuts.
That would cost $350,000 in London.
Cans of gin and tonic. Exactly, mate. I had a full flat, right? It was beautiful. Alfie put his one-man pop-up tent up. I say man, fucking one dog. It was tiny. It was black, and it said beer tent on the end of it.
Why would you have a black tent?
I don't know, and it was so warm, and it literally had to curl up with his knees into his chest to sleep in it. It was the saddest thing I've ever seen. And I got into my palace, everyone laughing at me because I had a bed sheet. Good night. I slept so well both nights.
I've learnt from being at festivals that just inflatable bed makes your life so much easier.
Absolutely. Why would you never? Why would you not? Exactly.
Because before I had that, I had a roll up, one of those roll up sort of like thin centimetre thick blanket weird things.
But I've done it without that at all. Like I've done it straight onto the floor, and that is awful.
Yeah. But the thing is, when you're drunk, you first of all, you go to sleep and you go sort of, you slide there and you're like, oh, this is all right.
Yeah.
And then it's like half an hour in when you try to roll.
Yeah. Or you wake up at like 4 a.m. and you sober up a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, well, this is the worst thing of all time, isn't it?
And then you wake up in the morning. First of all, this is the worst thing about festivals, being woken up in the morning by other people's zips.
Yeah.
Just like always wake up with like
a chorus of zips, like just cacophony. from everywhere.
So annoying!
The thing is, everyone was really nice at this festival, and we were obviously in the guest bit of the thing, because I was there as Alfie's guest, so, and they're kind of always a bit better, because there's people who've got to do stuff the next day, so they're not too shit-faced. And but we were next to a tent where some guys were just playing loud music until 4 in the morning.
It's annoying.
But it's kind of fine, because they were picking wicked tunes. Like a lot of System of a Down, a lot of Deftones, Lamb of God, that sort of thing. And I was kind of like, yeah, I'm into it. And I can't really complain, because it's a metal festival. So I popped a melatonin and went straight to sleep.
It'd be strange if there was next door, they were just playing like some Bieber, just getting some react. Everyone would be like, what the fuck is going on? I was at a festival, and there was a peacock in the farm next door. And it's like the field next door to the campsite.
Ray Peacock, the inaugural Peacock. Member of our Fubar Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Just shouting.
Yeah.
Just shouting around. Saying, go, Joel, let me in! Joel! There's that. Just woke me up. I was
Hang on, so what festival were you actually at where there was a real live peacock?
Camp Bestival.
Right, okay.
Real live peacock. Caca! Example of a noise.
Impression of a peacock there.
Example of a noise.
But you never thought you'd hear that when you tuned into the Fubar Rock Show.
Caca! I can do a third. Caca!
You're an idiot.
So that was great news. I should give you an update, Ed.
Can I just say, I was woken on the Sunday morning by an absolutely idiotic girl at 8:30 in the morning going, can anyone sell me a bag of weed? That loud. Obviously no answer, everyone's asleep. I've got 20 quid, I need a bag of weed. I out loud went, no, from my tent. So no one can sell you a bag of weed.
Oh, that's really funny.
I'll sell you a fucking ball gag. In fact, have it for free. Walks out the tent, she's dressed as a peacock. Insane.
I have only ever bought a bag of weed once in my life, and that was for my friend Patrick, right? And he was like,
we've all got a friend called Patrick.
He's the alter ego of mine, who is a massive drug addict. It's a guy I lived with for a bit. He was like, oh, can you go and buy me? I was in Camden, so he was like, buy me a bag of weed. But and I was like, I've never bought drugs before in my life. I was so scared. He's like, it's easy, just go to someone, it'll be fine, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. Went to like the first person that was like, do you want any weed? Which is easy in Camden all the time, right? This guy was like, yeah, you want weed? I was like, yeah, actually. And then I bought some, £10, right?
£10. Did you say I'll have £10 worth?
I was like, have we got £10 worth? I thought he didn't have any scales like a local shop.
No. No, he weighs it all out before he comes out, Joel, I think.
It was really bad.
Yeah.
Wasn't in a zip. It wasn't, wasn't sort of vacuum packed or anything. Bad, right? Bought it. That was easier than I thought.
Yeah.
Got home. It was honestly a bag of mixed herbs.
Yeah, well, that's what happens in Camden. That's what that happened to my friend when we were about 14, 15. My friend, I might have told this story before. My friend was Joshua Matuszewski.
Oh, yeah.
Right. He was a large gentleman who likes Marilyn Manson. So his nickname was Gothio Fatoszewski, right? Which is the finest nickname I think anyone...
It's great.
Yeah. He went out and said, I'm going to buy some weed, I'm going to buy some hash. And then we're going to go to my dad's flat and we're going to smoke it. I was like, awesome. This is going to be so cool. I'm going to be the coolest guy. He arrived with a small black bag and 2 silver sticks wrapped in foil. He's like, there's the weed, there's the hash. And I was like, it's a bit weird. You can't see what's in there, that they've given you a black bag, like a little mini bin bag, and things wrapped in tinfoil. It's a bit weird, that, isn't it? He's like, no, that's just how they do it, man. That's how they do it. Unwrapped it. The weed was newspaper. The hash was wood. So just bits of wood. So instead, we got really drunk, right? That night ended badly because we got really drunk, cooked some spaghetti, and I threw some leftover spaghetti off the balcony onto a stranger's car, and they saw me do it, and they made us wash his car at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Cheers.
That's really funny. Well, I mean, he smoked the herbs, not knowing.
Oh, yeah.
And then they smelled great. Made my flat smell really nice. Smelled like a sort of a camembert with mixed herbs on the top.
Yeah, welcome to Provence. I want to play a track now, Joel.
Yes, mate.
It's from one of my favourite releases of the year. It's from Dust Moth, and the EP's called Dragon Mouth. So can we have that Dust Moth track,
please? We'll pop that on afterwards. I need to give you an update on the Barber situation.
Oh, we've got to hear. If you've not been keeping up with the Barber saga, we'll try and catch you up, but we're so deep into it, you should have been listening, quite frankly. You've got to go back to our old shows and find out what's going.
This is like sudden, if you haven't sort of kept up with it, basically it's like you sort of watching the third season of The Wire and not watching the rest of it.
Yeah, exactly. You can watch the second season of The Wire without watching the rest of it. Yeah. It's pretty much standalone. What's the Dust Moth track called, Joel?
It is called Cusp.
Cusp, one of my favourite tracks of the year. Let's hear it.
That was Dust Moth with Cusp.
Now, Joel, why have I got my eyes closed?
I've just told Ed Gamble to close his eyes during that song.
Joel has demanded that I close my eyes.
And it's not great radio because it's very visual.
Right.
But
so do I have to open my eyes and describe what's happening?
Probably. Ready? Okay, ready? Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready. Three.
Yeah. So excited about something.
Okay.
You ready, mate? Come on.
Okay, three, two, one. Open your eyes.
Oh my God. Just so I'll let you know what's happening now. Joel is wearing, how would you describe that, Joel? It's just like a string top, really, isn't it?
It's like a sort of a goth string.
You try and take your top off every single show. You look for an excuse to take your top off. And now you've worked out a way of having a top on, but also having no top on.
It's nice. I feel like I'm being caught by fishermen.
We need someone from FUBAR in here to take a photo of this so they can tweet it when this is going out right now. So right now, if you're listening to The Rock Show on Friday night between 7 and 10, you will right now check at FUBAR Radio on Twitter. You will see a picture of what Joel is wearing. Please tell me this is part of your Edinburgh show, mate.
It is definitely, yes.
Yeah. Okay. It's like I almost bought one of those when I was a goth,
yeah,
I think. But
so
also
I
was a lot heavier than you are. So it honestly would have looked like someone had caught a manatee.
So it's that thing of like the gaps between the net were just really
just
bigger.
Yeah, feel like I'm pressed up against a wire fence. Yeah. Like a larger lady in fishnet tights on a Friday evening.
I'd wear this for you, Ed.
Yeah, are you going to wear it for the rest of the show?
I think I am, yeah.
It's really putting me off, if I'm honest.
Really?
Yeah.
My nipples are literally protruding from the net. They've got their own little holes.
Yeah, I mean, that is a fish you throw back. what have you got? What is it? Cod? You got a lovely bit of cod? No, I've got a radio presenter and stand-up comedian, and his nipples are protruding. Chuck him back. In fact, kill him, then chuck him back.
Yeah.
That's what they'd say.
Yeah.
I've actually got a fish-based story for our Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Go for it, mate.
Because I've already put Lemmy in, so put a lovely musician in.
Yeah.
I was thinking, put a friend in, right? Mm-hmm. Someone I went to school with, who did the most rock and roll thing at a party I've ever seen in my life. His name's Jeff. We were at a posh house party. He was sat next to the pond. He was really drunk. And in one movement, without saying anything to anyone, stuck his hand in the pond, pulled out a full-sized carp live from the pond and chucked it onto the lawn like a pissed golem. It was amazing.
Oh my God.
It was amazing, mate. So he's in there. Definitely.
I've got a... I feel like I haven't told you this before.
Right.
One of the loveliest things.
Can I just say, keep it clean. There's a child in
there. There is a child
next door.
Hello. Hello, child. Hello, child. This is a man in a net.
There's Joel's just put on his most horrible top.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Looking at my nipples. it's sort of almost the opposite of you going
Joel,
to see.
Joel, that is the average age of one of your fans out there.
She follows me on Twitter and everything. That's why she's here. Can't get rid of her. Unbelievable.
Right.
So I would sort of like to put in the Hall of Fame just for this one lovely thing.
Right. Are you going to cry?
I'm going to cry.
Right.
This is one of the loveliest things that's ever happened to me.
Right.
Right. Now.
Is it those two dudes kissing again?
Oh my God, it was so beautiful. It was so beautiful. And I should say to the child, that is something that can happen and it's a beautiful thing.
All right, Joel, don't never speak to a child while you're wearing that top.
I mean, if anything, I'm sort of supporting the cause.
Yeah, well, you are. I mean, did you chat to those two men and they took you to their local shop?
Yeah, we went there. It was nice. And we spoke for a bit. We had a little kiss and it was great. They
Joel,
gave me this for free.
Come on, what are you talking about, mate? Sometimes you'll notice that I just have to go, Joel, Back in the room, Joel.
Come on.
Here back on track. Let's go.
Okay, so I right. This is what I'm going to say. The nicest thing that's ever happened to me.
Right, come on.
I had a girlfriend. Still got
great.
One.
Great. So that's...
That's it. Right. Thanks so his name was Steve. It was really lovely. And this is the loveliest thing that she's ever said.
Okay.
I was on my way back from a gig.
This is your current girlfriend, yeah?
Yeah.
Good. That would be awkward if it wasn't.
Oh, God. And I said, oh, I'm just about to leave. I'll be home as soon as possible in my car. And she went, okay, well, just drive safely because someone died in my book.
Right. So she was worried that because someone died in her book. Or she couldn't cope with two tragedies in one day.
I think that's the thing.
Right. I'm not putting your girlfriend into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I'm not suggesting that.
Reading a book. So you're just saying... So you're now using this show... Right. As a vehicle to say nice things about your girlfriend?
Yes.
How insecure are you in your relationship? You can't say it directly to her face. Very. And you have to do it over the road. You think she listens to this?
Yes, she does.
She doesn't listen to this, mate.
She said that she did.
Right, she definitely doesn't. Does she like rock music?
No.
No. She doesn't listen to this, mate. My girlfriend doesn't listen to this.
She said once, she was. I tried to play her some Beartooth.
Yeah.
And she was like, Joel, turn this on. Just turn it off. This is hurting my brain. It's stressing me out.
Yeah.
Really stressing.
Someone's just died in my book. Please, I'm having a really bad day. What book was it?
I don't know.
You don't know because you're a terrible boyfriend. What have we still got to come? We've still got I Beg Your Pardon to come. We've still got Put a Rock Into My Mum. that's what it's called now, mate. Unless someone can get in contact with us for next week on rock@foodbarradio.com or tweet us on @foodbarradio. Unless someone can get in contact with a better feature title. You've got fingerless gloves on. I've just seen that.
Did you not even spot the fact I've got a fingerless glove on?
No.
One. Just one of them.
Awesome.
Just one. I should probably point out, even though this has a lot of holes in it, very warm.
Is it?
Very warm, Ed.
Yeah.
I'm warmer than the fact I just had a T-shirt on.
Have we got any emails, Joel?
Got some emails, Ed.
Let's hear them.
Right. We've got one from Billy that says, I have a heavy metal dinner party food suggestion. Chili fries of filth.
I think that's supposed to be a cradle of filth pun.
I mean, that's the worst thing that's ever happened.
I like chili fries. If I saw that on a menu, I wouldn't turn it down because of how poor the pun is.
Yeah.
Chili fries of filth.
Didn't even link it up.
No, bagel of filth works better.
I thought it was going to be red hot chili peppers.
Yeah.
Pun.
Red hot chili fries.
Red hot chili fries would be, that would be better.
Thanks
than
for getting
fries.
In contact, Billy. But
thanks, Billy.
You know, keep on trying, my friend.
Yep. We got another one from Paul. Says, are you going to have bat burgers at this party?
Bat burgers?
Bat burgers. What party?
The dinner party, mate. This is the thing we've set up.
Okay.
Joel!
I forget things really... Mate, I'm doing Sudokus, okay?
Bat burgers, yeah, with the topping of craziness. I was about to say BS there, but I'm genuinely tempering my language because there's a child
in the
guys. Studio. Yeah.
Keep it.
I don't know why. I don't know who's.
Still staring at my nipples.
Yeah.
So, could be
no,
lost.
The child's been shown out. I didn't mean to do that. I didn't mind. We've just had
Ed!
A child ejected.
They've just got rid of a child because of you, Ed.
I didn't want that.
That child was really enjoying his own work experience. They were going to learn stuff today about radio. They want to be a future presenter or a future producer, and you've just ruined that, Ed.
It's not. It's Katie Price's maths tutor.
You've ruined it. Just like the day that I was going to go do architecture for work experience in secondary school. And the week before, they emailed me and said, just to let you know, it's not actually anything interesting you can do. You're probably just making tea.
Yeah.
And I cancelled it and I did security and top man instead.
Right. Well done you, mate. And that's where you picked up all your style from.
Regretted it.
Does the security and top man get to wear top man stuff?
Yeah.
Right. So it's not like a traditional security uniform. You get to pick.
No, I could wear whatever I want. My friend used to do security at the whole mall that the top man was in.
Yeah.
And two things interesting. First of all, he got to wear like a cap that was hard. It was like a hard hat.
Ah, okay.
At the same time as
I've
being
seen
a
those.
Cap.
I found one of those once.
Really?
Yeah, it was like an aviation one. The ones that they wear on the... on the runway, you know, the dudes waving it down. They have those caps with hard shells.
Really?
On. Yeah, yeah. Found one.
I wonder why.
Next to a doctor's surgery in Rains Park. Carry on. Any more emails?
Secondly, there was two parts to this story, Ed.
Sorry, mate.
There's a security camera on top of the mall that could look really, really far. And him and his colleagues used to zoom over to the hill, which was about a mile away. People used to always go and have sex there. And used to zoom in and look at people having sex.
No way.
Yes.
They could zoom that far.
They could zoom so far. It was like the best camera.
Now I imagine the lens actually extended that far. So it's literally just poking people. Like, you feel that? You go, oh, you're keen. It's just a really long camera lens.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. What is this? And there's just a big eye at the end. Like a cartoon. Lovely.
Any more emails, Joel?
There is another email.
Bat burgers and chili fries of filth.
It's
nothing's
poor.
So far beat our suggestions, to be honest, but keep getting in contact with them for next week. Next week, I want a full menu.
I'm going to come up with loads as well.
Food fighters
is great.
Yeah.
Joel, this is from Leah. Her name is Six, and she is at Fubar Radio. Joel, do you just stare and beam at kissing homosexual couples?
So, hang on, who's this from?
This is from Leah. L-E-I-A.
Right. Do you just stare and beam at homosexual couples?
Do you just stare and beam at kissing homosexual couples?
Do you do that quite a lot? How often do you do that?
Whenever I see one.
It's weird to do that, mate.
I know, but it's hard to ignore it because I'm so happy about the fact that it's happening.
Do you not think that's more patronising? Shouldn't it now just be...
Possibly.
Shouldn't it just be accepted
normal.
As a thing?
Yeah.
Because it is normal. The fact that you're even... going, oh, this is so great, I'm so happy for you guys, is really
it's the other way, isn't
quite patronising.
I'm liking
you've
it
gone
so
too
much.
Far in the other direction.
I've gone too far that I'm really like, it's almost like I'm hiding something, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. No, I just hate people kissing in public generally.
Oh really? Just hate PDAs.
Yeah.
There was that funny time in our past where there was, you know, PDAs was also a thing, like the sort of the new mobile phones that were really big, and everyone was like, oh, I hate PDAs, and they'd be like, ha, you hate businessmen.
So we've got a track. Oh, I love it. Right, now, here's what I think we should do. We're either going to do I Beg Your Pardon or Put a Rock Into My Mum. Do you think your mum will be available for a phone call?
I think she will be.
Right, shall we put on Gojira, Backbone?
Yes.
And then after that, we'll speak to your mum about it.
Okay, here's Gojira, Backbone. 4:12 of pure love.
Giving radio the finger.
Here you go, Fubar, giving radio the finger, obviously, unless a child is watching.
Yeah.
So in that case, definitely don't give them a finger. that's lovely. It's lovely. Lovely. That was a bit of Gojira, Backbone.
Gojira, French band.
Really? I didn't know they were French.
They are French. They're
I mean,
excellent.
That's the good thing with that sort of music. You don't really... I mean, it's sort of international, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. That's why metal's worldwide, man.
It's so brilliant.
That's
a great
track.
Transcending all xenophobia.
Well, not on this show.
All right, I've been away.
Yeah.
I've travelled.
You hate Spanish people.
So I'm not enjoying
Spanish
people.
You've tried to balance it out by weirdly talking about how much you love Japanese people.
I really like here's a weird thing.
Go on.
Isn't it? It's not weird to think this, but it's quite exciting to think about that in Japan, the cast of Les Miserables are all Japanese.
Why is that weird, mate?
It's just quite exciting to think of like a Japanese Jean Valjean.
Why is that exciting?
I just think it's quite exciting, Ed.
But they're just acting, so they're just acting as if they're French. Like it's like seeing an English person pretending to be.
Yeah. But it's bloody exciting.
It is a bit weird, you're right.
Yes!
Now, we played Gojira because I love them. I saw them at Sonosphere. They were absolutely fantastic, as they are always an excellent live band. But there was another purpose for playing that track. It's our new feature where we get your mother, Joel, to review heavy metal tracks. We do not have a name for this feature yet. You suggested one which was not appropriate.
Nope. Thanks very much for holding back, Ed.
Yeah, we can speak to your mum right now.
Okay, here's my mother, Penny Domett. How are you, Penny Domett?
Hello, I'm fine, thank you very much.
Thanks very
much. You have already explained a bit about this particular track.
It's pretty crazy, right?
Well, I mean, the fact was I couldn't actually understand a word he said, and now you've told me he's French, that's obviously why.
That makes sense.
I think he is singing in English, Mrs. Domett.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah,
but it's English as a second language, I suppose.
Perhaps that's what it was.
Yeah, it's lots of umming and ahhing. Yeah. Lots of talk of, you know, baguettes and a chambre.
Ouais, le beau lingerie.
All I can say is give that man some TCP. Let him have a bit of a gargle.
I'd imagine he does have to go through some sort of routine, because I saw them play for about 40 minutes, they played for, and he was sort of singing at that level throughout.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, that is one husky voice.
Yeah, I think he needs some TCP and some TLC.
Definitely.
He needs just a bit of love. But,
further to my last comment last week when I was saying about the hair thing.
Yeah.
I have to say,
you said that
he
was quite greasy, right? That was your comment.
Yeah, but this time, I mean, three of the band had the most amazing head of hair.
Really?
And I actually felt quite sorry for the one guy who had very short hair.
Mm. Yeah, there's
and
always one
And then they
guy.
Do all this amazing head-banging stuff.
Yeah, nothing to
and
give.
And all this hair is flying wildly around. And this poor guy, whose mother's obviously told him he's had to have his hair cut. and he's there and it just doesn't have the same effect.
Yeah, that's true. I remember you didn't let me have long hair, Mum, did you?
Well, and now I'm feeling very bad, Joel, because if you went to any of those gigs, you would stand out like sore thumb.
Yeah, he does. He absolutely does.
I do. I still do now. You know, I still like you didn't. I mean, because I wanted to grow my hair long, but also the problem is when I grow my hair long, the front is kind of wavy and the back is like super afro. So it's quite a lot. It's quite hard.
Why would you not let Joel grow his hair long, Mrs. Dummett?
Well, the trouble is with young boys is they don't look after it. You see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it was well conditioned, would you have let me have it?
Well, yeah, possibly. If you'd have let me do it into a little braid or something. But that would have been a bit, you know, perhaps over the top. But,
He's got such a lovely face as well. We don't want to hide it with hair, do we?
No. But as well, as he said, the problem was is it all used to go a bit curly.
Mm, yeah.
And he didn't like that. So you see, he's blaming me, but in actual fact, he didn't like the curls.
Well, you know, I mean, people on Twitter talk a lot about how nice my hair is and how curly and lovely it is.
It is lovely hair. Always, you've had lovely hair. From the moment you were born, you had lots of hair.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
Yeah.
Could
great.
I just say to Ed?
Yes.
Because I have to say, I quite liked Backbone.
Did you?
Yes, I did. The only problem is it's 4 minutes 25, which is a long time.
It's
and especially
long
since
song.
You could have probably taken out the third minute, because that all went a bit weird then.
So that would be your advice to Gojira, is just take the third minute out of that song.
Well, yeah, because it had it had definitely something you could sing at the beginning.
Yeah.
Mm.
That beat at the beginning, you could sing along with that. But then in the third minute, it all went a bit crazy.
There was a bit of a breakdown in the third minute, wasn't there?
There was a bit of a breakdown, and then it came back again in the fourth minute.
Very similar to our radio show, really.
Yeah.
It sort of tends to dip in the middle, and then it comes back real strong in the last 15.
Yeah, the week after.
But typical of me, I got a little sidetracked, and I would definitely vote for Born in Winter.
Born in Winter?
What's that?
Yes.
What is that, Mum?
Gojira, Born in Winter. Don't tell me, Ed, you have not heard of it.
Is that a different track, is it, Mum?
It's a different track.
Oh, crikey,
and
she's
so you've been doing research and you're throwing us off the scent now. This is amazing.
Well, Ed, I need to know whether you liked that, Born in Winter, because the video for it is absolutely mesmerising.
I'm not sure I've seen the video.
I want it as a screensaver.
This is brilliant. I never thought that this section, I'll be honest, Mrs. Dummett, we were hoping we'll play you some heavy music. You'll be shocked and disgusted by it. But what this has turned into now is you recommending me metal tracks, which is great.
Yeah, but I suspect you will say to me, oh, that's not very heavy.
No, but if it's Gojira, it'll be nice and heavy.
And it is. Just I really liked it.
The thought of you being at home next to the fire with the dogs. I mean, it's quite warm, so you've probably not got the fire on. But with a lovely sunset outside, it's a great view from your office.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely beautiful. A little bungalow in the countryside. My mother is just like watching, just scrolling through Gojira videos. In like an idyllic little bungalow in the countryside.
Well, I have to say, I was a bit careful what I chose, You know, I didn't want to be too shocked. But I defy you not to really love Born in Winter.
Well, there we go. That's the recommendation.
There you go. It sounds like the kind of lyrics that Gojira might use.
And the video I want as a screensaver.
We're going to try and sort that out for you.
Sort that out for you, Benny Domet. That's absolutely
lovely.
That's fantastic. So your advice to them would be take out the third minute and stick with more of the sort of things they're doing on Born in Winter.
Exactly.
Great. Thank you so much. That's great.
How many, what were we doing out of guitars, wasn't it? How many guitars out of...
Oh, yeah.
Out of 10? Was it 5? It was 5.
Out of 5. How many guitars out of 5?
Well, if it's backbone, I'm afraid to say I'm going to say 3.
3.
I mean, okay. And if it didn't have the third minute?
Oh, it could be a 3.5. But if you'd have asked me to review Born in Winter, I'd have given it a 4.5.
Wow. Stepped it up a notch.
Lovely.
Yeah. That's what they need. Born in Winter.
They need to focus more on that sort of era of stuff.
Which, of course, none of your children were.
Well,
maybe that's why you like it so much. It reminds you of a happier time.
Well, thanks very much, Mother, for coming on the show.
That's okay.
We'll speak to you again next week.
We'll speak to you next week, and I'm going to try and shock you next week.
We're going to take it a step further. I didn't think it could go any further, Mother. But you're still sowing some sustain.
You know what I think it is? I think if there's anything that has a bit of a rhythm or a section that you can hum along to at the beginning, then it's pretty good. It's when it goes completely, let's choose any note next. Mm. It gets a bit worrying.
Next week I'm going to pick something that goes, we can choose any note and it's going to go mad from the beginning.
But I do need to know what you think of Born in Winter.
I'm going to check it out. I'm going to check out the video and we'll discuss it next week.
We'll check it out right now whilst we're looking at the next track, which is In Fear and Faith. Thanks very much, Mum, for coming on. We'll speak to you.
Thank you, Mrs. Domet.
I mean, I'll speak to you next week because probably the only time I really speak to you nowadays is on the radio show.
It is a bit worrying, Joel.
I'm sorry. I know you called me. I think you called me this morning and I didn't answer. I apologise.
That's okay.
I'm sorry about that. The reason I didn't call you back is because I was really stressed out because I was doing a lie.
No.
I had to lie to a man. and it was really horrific. I pulled out
it
the lie.
It wasn't a policeman, was it?
It wasn't a policeman. It was a man on the phone. Me and my girlfriend had booked to go to a nice weekend doing canoeing.
Okay.
And so, welcome to the rock show, guys.
You mean you were going to fate your own dad's death? So,
well, I thought I'd do that, but then I went with a family emergency thing, and I pulled out because I got a gig like that was quite well paid.
Yeah.
On Saturday, so I thought, and we looked at the weather; doesn't look favourable for canoeing.
Hang on, you haven't killed me off again, have you?
No, I haven't killed you off. I've used up that excuse, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So I just sort of I was stressing about it, really stressing about it to the point where I was like, I couldn't really sleep last night because I hate having to call someone and sort of say, disappoint them and say, oh, I can't.
You do it a lot though for someone who hates it.
But also, you've never been a very good liar.
No, it's amazing that I've become a stand-up comedian, really. But yeah, I rang them up and told them that there's been a real bad family emergency.
Oh,
I probably. Now, right, I should probably put the backbone of this. My dad, he did have prostate cancer.
Right.
Right. It's all fine now.
Yeah.
It's all sorted, so I thought I'd bring... I brought that out of the cupboard.
That's terrible. Couldn't you have just made up some aunt? You could have just said, you've got an aged aunt that needs to go into a home or something.
You could have made someone up, Joel.
Yeah, but I thought it's better off doing something that's already happened because then...
Your lie would be better if you did that?
Yeah, I thought, because I've already got a background on it, if he's going to call me up on it. And also, I thought...
I know details
about it because I thought, oh, he's probably going to ask me details. And also, I thought...
Think he seriously would be going, can you please tell me what the symptoms are?
Yeah, I thought he was going to be like, okay, well, which type of cancer? And stuff like that. And I'd be like, yes, I know. And I know all this stuff about it.
That's amazing.
Because, you know, I didn't want to say something about a family member that's not happened yet. And then if it does happen, I would feel bad because I feel like I would contribute towards
You've
it happening.
Bring it on.
Next time I have to pull a gig, I'm going to say my great granddad's been wounded in the Crimean War.
Well, there we go, Mum.
Thanks very much for speaking to us
nice
again,
to
Mrs.
speak
John.
You on the phone.
It's always a pleasure.
We'll speak to you next week.
Speak to you very, very soon indeed.
Okay, guys. See you soon.
Bye, Mum.
Bye.
It's Penny Domit there, and we're going
to. You need to speak to your mother more, Joel.
I know. I need
speak
to call
her during
her
the week.
I'll call her.
All right.
I promise.
Put a track on.
This is Pitch Shifter. Was Pitch Shifter.
I love Pitch Shifter.
Do you like them a lot, don't you? I mean, I was into them a lot.
I used to go and see them quite a lot.
Yeah.
I was into them. Deviant was the album that...
It was basically their only album that really did well. Are they still together?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Seems like the kind of band that would just keep going.
I think that they're one of the bands who, if they aren't still together, will probably get back together and do festivals and play Deviant.
Because it's... They've been going ages. I didn't realise this.
Yeah, because they're like a proper industrial punk band. Like, they were going for years before Deviant.
Yeah, and like, I thought it was just like a thing that came up in the 2000s, but they've been going since like 1988 or something like
that. Is it that long?
It's like, they've got an album out in like 1991 or something like that.
Wowzers. So, I mean, ridiculous. It's worth checking if they're still going. My instinct tells me that they're not still going, but if they are, I'd love to go and see them.
Absolutely, Ed.
They're one of the best gigs I've ever been to was them at London Astoria.
I can't wait to go to more gigs. I can't wait to spend more time with you, Ed.
That's really lovely, mate.
They
formed in 1989, Pitch Shifter.
Yes. Look at me with my rock knowledge.
Well, you said 1988.
Say, so. 1 year off, mate. 1 year, one schmear.
Right. I mean, it's not loading up, so I don't know if they're still a band. Mate, fake out. I've got another fake out for
I've
you. Let's do it.
I've got another one too. You do it. I'll do one. Then we'll do some emails. Then we'll play Beg Your Pardon. And we'll play another track. And now I think we'll probably go home.
Right, okay. That sounds good. They are still going, mate. They broke up in 2003, then came back in 2006. And they're still going.
Yes.
Right. Jingle.
Jingle. Here we go.
We give you three names. Two are fake. We give you three names. Two are fake. Fake.
There we go. One is fake, by the way. One is fake.
Okay, three bands.
Here we go.
Sex Machine Guns.
Okie dokie. Like that?
Machine Guns is all one word. Sex Machine Guns.
I like that a lot because it's a thing that doesn't really... It's not a thing, but no. You know what?
Sex Machine is... But Sex Machine Guns.
Sex Machine Guns. If there were a thing, I would join the army tomorrow.
What, machine guns that just fired sex
just
at people?
Just fired sex, and everyone was just like... Everyone starts off angry.
Yeah.
And then suddenly just turns into this really fun, big, you know, sex...
Orgy. Or if there were guns that you fired and you got hit and you immediately just got the feeling of just having sex.
Oh, imagine that.
It'd be so much less hassle, wouldn't it?
Oh, it'd be so great.
Don't worry about that, guys. They're just they're deconstructing FUBAR Radio around us.
What was that?
I don't know what the fuck's happening outside.
Where's that noise even coming from?
I don't know. I take it this is being picked up.
What is that noise?
Yeah, I have no idea what that is. This show is so metal
that we can hear metal.
Just metal all of the time. This is actually one of my favourite releases of the year. This is Sex Machine Guns with clankety clank, 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 clank. Sex Machine Guns, sex fuck, all one word.
Sex fuck's a great name for a band.
Sex Lair of the Troll King. Sex Machine Guns, sex fuck, sex Lair of the Troll King. One's okay. Fake. What one is it, Joel?
I would say sex fuck is real because it's like someone's gone, well, let's put them both together.
Yeah.
You know, there's two different words that mean the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like going...
It's a tautology, isn't it?
Walk strut.
Yeah. Yeah, another great name for a band.
Great name for a band.
Walk Strut.
Walk Strut is a great name.
Yeah.
Another example would be Trainer Sneaker.
Yeah, you're definitely convincing me it's a real band name because all of these are great ideas.
Really great name for a band. okay. And then the Sex Machine Guns, I think, sounds like a cool name for a band. That sounds like, you know, like some sort of like, maybe it's got a lady in it at some point. Maybe ladies in
it's
there
got
like
a lady
bassist,
in it.
Like a bassist.
Yeah.
Really sexy people. And I think the Sex Lair of the Dungeon Queens or whatever. I think that was
Sex Lair of the Troll King.
Yeah. although I think that's a great name for a band.
Yeah.
I think that is fake, Ed. Called it.
Right.
Tell me the truth. Here we go. Lay it on me.
The fake band.
So
is
tense.
Sex. Lair of the Troll King. Congratulations, Joel Dommett.
Come on!
He's got one right. He gets very excited.
Yes!
Right, let's hear your last one.
Here we go. Menstrual blood. Straight in. Can we just confirm that the child is gone? The child is gone. Okay. The child has gone.
This is not the environment where that child should be hearing about menstrual blood. In a safe environment like a school. Shouldn't have heard it from... When did you learn about periods? Have you ever seen Impractical Jokers? Menstrual blood, right. I'm fairly positive that will be a real band.
I think more kids should listen to our show and learn things.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, they can learn so much.
Yeah.
About sort of...
How not to do radio.
How not to do radio, racism... Menstrual blood, second one. Menstrual maidens.
Menstrual maidens. Like Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
But menstrual, right. I mean, I don't know what the fuck's going on out there. Someone is built. I mean.
Is it outside?
Yeah, it's outside.
Yes, this is the noise of Ed opening the window.
We're trying to do a radio show. Shut the fuck up.
There we go. Told. Absolutely told. What? Who is it? Are they going to hurt
it's
us?
Some working class men, and I think I may have made a mistake by shouting at them.
Oh, God. Give them the child in trade.
Quickly, get them some rolling tobacco. They look like smokers. They look like the yellow-fingered types.
Crikey, crikey. They're going, literally, they're going batshit crazy out there. So we've got so far. We have menstrual blood. We have menstrual maidens.
I love telling people to shut up. Excuse me, I'm trying to work out if menstrual blood's a real band. Be quiet. Stop building stuff.
Excuse me. Be quiet. We're trying to teach kids about menstruation. Keep it down out there.
Menstrual blood. Menstrual maidens. Next.
Menstrual garbage.
Oh God.
Three there, based around the uterus. I don't think I've ever said the word uterus before.
Why do they have to call it menstrual blood? Why can't they just call their band A Lady's Time?
The Lady's Time.
I think menstrual blood's real.
Menstrual blood, okay.
I think it's too obvious to not be.
Shall we do it like this, Ed?
Yeah.
New ad to the feature.
Go on.
We pick whatever's and then we sort of score it off one by one. So you say, menstrual blood is real. I go, menstrual blood is real.
Right, okay.
We've got two left and then it ups it.
Right.
Ups
menstrual
it.
Blood's real.
Okay, we've just up in the tension.
If you're tuning in now, we're talking about bands. I'm not going, menstrual blood's real. I've seen it.
Have you seen
it? Some people say it's a myth. I've seen it.
Really?
I'm not going into that, Joel.
I once.
Oh, God.
I was going to go there. Right, once. This was very early on in my foray into sexual relations.
Yeah.
It was dark.
God.
And I was doing stuff.
All right, start smashing the scaffolding about more.
King Lang. Clang, Lang, Lang, Lang.
It was dark, right?
It was dark.
This better be a quick story.
We were doing
story,
stuff. We were all over each other having fun, having an absolute laugh. It was really fun, right? Really nice. It was crazy. And at some point I thought, wow, we're really sweaty. Right. And then I was like, really sweaty. Oh, God, we must be really sweaty. There's a lot of sweat.
Right.
Turned on.
Joel, I hate this story.
Okay, but like, wait, there's a good reveal.
Right.
Turned on the light. Blood everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay, horrible, a horrible part of the story, I admit. Horrible, right?
This isn't the good reveal.
I looked at her and she was like, I was like, what? Oh my God, I can't believe. And then she just went, no, you. And I just had a massive nosebleed.
As we know, if you're a regular listener to the show, you'll know that Joel Dommett gets nosebleeds very easily in stressful situations.
That was a stressful
one. So if it was
an
early sexual foray, as you put it, that might have been a stressful situation.
Absolutely.
Menstrual blood's real.
Blood was rushing to many different areas. God. Oh, God.
More of a nosebleed you got, the less of a boner you had.
It was just...
Maybe. Okay, take some blood out of my nose and I'll try and push it up the end of my dick. This bone is going to come...
I think we've gone past typo negative, which ironically is a part of type of blood.
Yeah. Okay, so menstrual blood's real.
Menstrual blood, real. Yes, it is, Ed. Next one.
So do you want me to say which one I think is fake of the last two?
Menstrual garbage or menstrual maidens.
Do you want me to say what's fake or what's real?
Tell me what is fake.
Fake is menstrual maidens. What the fuck is that noise? What is going on here? Nat, I'm talking to the producer Nat now. What the fuck is going on?
Oh, God.
Are they building John Gaunt for his show on Saturday?
I think we've locked all the doors and someone's trying to get in to find their child.
Yeah. It's just going to be Liam Neeson crashing through the wall. Give me my daughter back! Quite a good Liam Neeson impression from me there.
Great, wasn't Irish, wasn't anything. It was just
menstrual maidens is fake.
Absolutely fake.
Yes, bang, 2 out of 2 today.
Straight in.
Thank you very much. Was it 2 out of 2 or maybe I lost one?
I think, I think you got 2 out of 2, mate.
Bang, bang, bang. Right, now we are going to play our regular feature, I Beg Your Pardon, where I will scribble down as many lyrics as I can make out in the song that Joel has picked. We are going to get straight into that song now. We don't have long left. We're going to come out of this and see how I've done. What's the song, Joel?
It is Chelsea Grin by Chewkabanga.
No, it's not.
Crewkabanga.
The band.
Crewkabanga.
The band is called Chelsea Grin, Joel.
Oh, shit.
Even I know that, and I didn't pick the track.
Oh, shit.
They're a deathcore band called Chelsea Grin.
I need to do the title of the thing first.
Right.
I beg your pardon.
There we go. Right,
okay.
We're all better people after that. So this is Crewkabanga by Chelsea Grin.
Let's hear it.
And this is I Beg Your Pardon. Play along at home, guys. See how many you can get in terms of lyrics. And we will come back to you afterwards. This is Chelsea Grin. Here we go.
FUBAR Radio presents Peacock and Gamble.
I think cats have got a problem with you, mate.
Yeah.
And you know why I think it is? Look a bit like a dog.
I don't look a bit like a dog.
Like a lovely dog.
So I'd have to get a girlfriend out to find someone who's into bestiality?
No, someone who's into...
Any girl that would have sex with me would have sex with a dog as well, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Peacock and Gamble, as handsome as you imagine. Every Monday from 1 p.m, join the radio revolution. Don't forget, you can listen again or download shows on the FUBAR app.
There we go, the Chelsea Grin, Crewkabanga.
I mean...
How did you get on, Ed?
That is impossible. You picked an actual impossible one. I mean,
I was following the lyrics beautifully and it
Yeah, but when you've got them
well.
In front of you, it's easier, isn't it?
I think it's very nice.
Right, we don't have much time. Here's what I picked up.
Right, okay.
I think it started with, yeah.
Yeah! No. Go on there.
I think I picked up the word everything.
No.
He doesn't say everything at any point.
No, if it says everything.
I started to give up at this point.
No, wait.
Wait.
Yes.
Yeah, he does
Useless
say everything.
Useless waste of human flesh, fucking everything you see.
Right,
Two
there
points.
We go. There we go, mate.
2 points.
Then I think he said, yuck, yuck, yuck.
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Because he just had a really bad yogurt.
Yeah, he's like, oh no, oh, triple no. Yuck.
You know, I do like
yuck cubed.
No, that's not on there. Absolutely not.
No, yuck, yuck, yuck. You stupid runt.
Good one, but no, that's not on there. That's not on there. What you might be confusing it for is, but a soul just like a succubus.
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 I mean, I honestly couldn't understand anything there was. I didn't like that song, by the way.
No?
I'm not into that.
Not into Chelsea Grin?
Deathcore. They're a bit sceney.
I'm going to read you out the lyrics
to
this later.
No, I saw no.
No,
they just said no at
yeah,
one point.
That's
went,
in there.
No.
Yeah, so that's another point, Ed. You're actually doing very well.
Right, and you did pick a track with a bit in the middle, which may have been a quote from something, it may have been a sample, but it still counts as lyrics.
Okay.
So I got the full sentence here. Hit the lights, it's boner time.
I don't think he said that.
No, there was a clear sample in the middle of the song where someone
count
said,
it, you get 5 points. That's 9 points.
Hit the lights, it's boner time.
It's nice.
And then I'm fairly sure towards the end of the song he said, let's play Cluedo.
That's in there. Definitely in there. It's definitely in there.
Hit the lights, it's boner time. Let's play Cluedo.
We've got to go, Ed.
We've got to go.
We're at our time. But right. I just want to sort of run you through it really quickly.
Yeah.
Useless waste of human flesh, fucking everything you see. Body like an hourglass, but a soul just like a succubus.
I don't want to hear any more of that. We're going to play that again next week with something better that I pick. Get in contact at Fubar Radio. Email us on rock@fubarradio.com. Let us know your metal food puns for our metal dinner party. Tell us about festival experiences, that sort of thing, and nominations for the Rock Hall of Fame. This has been The Rock Show with Ed Gamble and Joel Dommett. What's taking us out, mate?
It is My Ticket Home, A New Breed.
Oh, Christ.